The Eye of Horus podcast contains adult banter.
Never back down, never give in. This was the fucking master, feel the self-pain. Never back down, never give in.
Welcome to the Eye of Horus podcast, coming to you from beautiful Queensland in Australia. This is episode 22.
Yeah, 22 already. Crazy
Jesus
times.
Jesus Christ. Spencer, our friend Spencer, is co-hosting from the studio.
Hey, what's up? It's nice to be finally heard in such crisp and, like, warm quality.
Yeah. So we've just gotten back from a 14.5 hour long...
fuck, man. That was...
Warhammer Fantasy Tournament.
Is that the most grueling tournament you've ever been to?
Yeah, I thought the last one was more grueling than the last time we did it.
The last time we did five games of 2,400 points in a single day.
Yes.
Yeah, you're correct.
I think that was more grueling. But it's because we weren't buying, like, Evian or, like, just prestige water back then. You just need to smash,
right,
like, a liter of
prestige
water. We
just showed up and literally just drank, like, bourbon and Cokes all day. And by, like, by like hour 11, that's a fucking terrible thing to do, it turns out.
Yeah, so we were a bit... sort of, we weren't drinking that much today, really, were we?
And even so, I think it's made its mark.
Yeah. All right, anyway, neither of us got a podium in that, so let's not talk about that. Shout out to Actor Khan, who has, like, what, 15 Morghasts in an...
Yeah, like 15 Morghasts, like Count Manfred, and various, like... It's just a total safety hammer scene at the moment, which is really tedious. I think, yeah. I don't know, it's all about just, like, having bunkers and firing cannons.
ETC.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the last... Oh, no, there's one more at the Caboolture one coming up.
Yeah, which I'll probably make the effort for just because it is the final, like, Funeral Pyre of 8th edition.
South Coast GT or something. What is it? South Coast Comp?
Yeah, exactly. So it's novel, and it's a good chance to give the whole thing a Viking funeral.
Christ almighty. All right, anyway, back to the 30K podcast, mm-hmm. The Eye of Horus podcast. So we'll go through the bit that Michael usually does, which is the intro, which is me telling... everyone, what's going to be on the show. So, first of all, we're going to talk about what we've been up to in the hobby. We're going to go through the new stuff that was dropped by Forge World. Then we're going to do host questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to dig around in the mailbag and also do some fluff whack.
Yep, there's a rich crop this week.
Yeah. Then we're going to go to a musical interlude, come back with a segment called Animal Primarch Fights. And it's basically just going to be a segment about which animals from Earth and Earth's history could beat a Primarch in a fight.
And in what circumstances, if there is like an edge case, maybe.
Exactly. And then another musical interlude, and then come back with the wrap-up. So, let's get into it. What have you been doing in the hobby? Painting shit?
Fuck all. Just list hammering for this, like, Warhammer Fantasy tournament. So, I'm totally in a devilish frame of mind, because I play demons.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, I guess, about how I can possibly incorporate them as allies into my Krieg force.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of, like, conceptualization hammer happening at the moment. Some pretty crazy ideas being tossed around.
Yeah,
But I think I'm feeling it. The problem is I'll have to play on this, like, the different team from, like, Tim and Michael and any tournament we go to, just because, I don't know, they're staunch loyalists and can't exactly play demons on a loyalist team.
Yeah, probably not. Nurgle demons, probably aren't allowed. But, well, you can play on the other team.
No,
you
fine.
Did an Inferno. You're
it's, kind of, it's more fun almost, actually.
Playing against us.
Yeah, I think so.
Just being able to terrorize us. Beard shit. All right. Well, we need to talk about fucking plague drones with Death Riders.
Mm. Yeah, the fucking the bomb diggity conversion. Then maybe bomb diggity. What the fuck? the very fine conversion that I guess sold me on the idea of having demon allies is buying a bunch of those Krieg Death Riders.
Yeah.
Using the horses for something else, maybe limbering to the artillery carriages to, like, carry them around.
Yeah.
Good idea, right? And then putting the riders of the Death Riders on plague drones.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awesome.
Just possessed, fly nobility.
Get on there. I thought of another conversion that you could do, right? Mm-hmm. You could cut the heads off the Death Rider horses.
Yeah.
And then graft them onto the plague drones' bodies. So they've, like, they've got a horse's head, but an insect body.
That's really cool.
And the horse's head has a gas mask, and the riders have gas masks.
It's like a horse that's been, like, suspended from the neck and dunked into, like, a mutagenic vat. So, like, its entire lower body mutates apart from the head and brain, which remains intact.
Yeah, exactly. Like, now you've got background for this horse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Imagine how good it would be having Krieg plus Nurgle demons, like, all mixed in as some sort of fucking plague heresy for. Because that's basically, that's what, like, in, is it not Horus Rising, the one after it, where they go after the Nurgle-infected humans?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens, and there's even, like, demons shambling out of darkened corridors and things.
Yeah.
The only problem is that the provenance, you've got to take her a bit Genji. You've got to take Tainted Flesh to take them as allies.
Mm.
And then Tainted Flesh is pretty restrictive, so you can't take Spires of the Dark Age or Alchem Jackers or some other shit either.
You can't take Alchem Jackers and Tainted Flesh?
No.
What?
So I'd have to take, like, Tainted Flesh and, you know, Warrior Elite or something. It's tough, but Demon Allies is so worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, damn, that sucks. need to think about that. Maybe Alchem Jackers. Because it has to be Tainted Flesh.
Yeah, you have to have Tainted Flesh for the Demon Allies. That's like the...
Just take Warrior Elite.
Yeah, I reckon. I'm not going to take Cold Horde because I don't want to be forced to snap fire my artillery, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, you don't want to lose. Yeah, that... I like the idea of the Cultic Horde thing because it gives you Rending or some shit, doesn't it? Or
is Cold Horde gives you Zealot Flesh. And I think that's it. And
Fearless and Hatred.
Yeah, basically. Tainted Flesh gives you 6 plus Feel No Pain and Rending, yeah.
Mm.
And Fear as well, you cause Fear, which is kind of cool.
Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, like, Cultic Horde seems kind of weird.
The other thing is that you have
to
take...
a huge Beastman Force or something, maybe? But...
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, work in progress. Lots of theory how I'm going to do yet.
But basically, Plague Drones with fucking...
Horse heads.
Yeah, horse heads.
And grim, glowing riders.
Yeah, that needs to be done. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm bored.
What have I been doing in the hobby? I have been just... working on the Plasma Obliterator a little bit and basically just doing fucking other stuff, but I'm got to get that built. Fucking Michael's back very soon. What's the date today?
18th. It's the 18th.
So I think Michael's back like next week.
When's the actual tournament? Like how?
1st of August.
Oh, so you've got plenty of time yet.
Yeah, so I got the Plasma Obliterator and the Void Shield Generator to paint, and then I'm fucking running it. So I've got to send my list in very shortly. I might actually, it's due in tonight, so I'm just going to read it out on the show.
Just make a public announcement, like Martin Luther nailing fucking theses to a door.
Yeah, because I'm super happy about it. So, it's called Inferno 3 Alt List. I went with the Alt List. So, it's got Archimagos, fucking Apollodorus. He's basically the same character I've run in the last few tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got a secondary Magos Prime, who's got Rad Grenades, a Conversion Beamer, which is Mastercrafted, and the Ordinator upgrade.
Uh-huh.
He is inside a Bastion with 4 Myrmidon Destructors, 3 of which have Conversion Beamers, and one of them has a Radiation Engine.
Jesus Christ.
And the Bastion has a Void Shield, an Escape Hatch, which I can put within 12 inches, and also a... what's it called? An Icarus Pattern Last Cannon on the roof. So in case of anti-air, the Myrmidon with the radiation engine can just like fucking shoot at jets. And he's like, he's BS5 with preferred enemy everything. Intercept laser. Then I have a Void Shield Generator with 3 Void Shields. And on top of that is 4 Myrmidon Destructors, 3 of which have Volkite Culverins. And one of them which has an irradiation engine. So they basically just hang out on there, just like shooting and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have the Plasma Obliterator, which has a Void Shield.
Yeah.
And then I have 2 of those Vengeance Battery cannons. Just doing like with battle cannons.
Right.
That's basically... Oh, except for there's also an Aegis line. And then behind that Aegis line is 2 units of 15 Thralls, which have the Carapace Armor and Lazlox and they're Fearless, and 3 Tarantula Sentry Guns, and I think that's everything. Oh, and a Krios Venator as well. That's like hiding in amongst there.
That's not nothing. So that's 2,500 points.
25, yeah. Brilliant. Oh, and, sorry, Apollodorus is with 4 Myrmidon Secutors.
All right.
And they're hiding out inside the Plasma Obliterator because they can fire it, like... because all 4 of them can fire, like, their fucking phase plasma fusels and shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just rip people up. And then Apollodorus as well has, like, a Machinator Array, so he can, like, put hull points back on the Plasma Obliterator.
Does the Plasma Obliterator have a different destruction table? Like, is it one of the Mighty Bulwarks or whatever?
No.
All right, it's just like a large...
Yeah, it's... I think it's only a medium building, too. Mm. So it's only got 3 hull points.
Still, that's a lot of AV-14 blanketed by void fields.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just basically like a 12-inch fucking void field bubble, and as much shit as possible just tries to fit under that and has its own void shields. And Apollodorus also has a void shield harness,
just
too.
Just a personal void shield.
Yeah, so if he gets his, if the plasma obliterator gets blown up, he can just get out and be like, okay, turn in my own void shield. I think it's got like 6 void shields.
Even
like
from the very first turn, they knock down every single void shield and do a little bit of damage. Like, if you're a bit lucky, you can just regenerate, you know, 2/3 of them the next turn.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And the void shield generator having 3 void shields is so good. Just maybe, you know, you've got a good chance of 1 or 2 of them coming back up.
You're basically trying to recapture that game Supreme Commander, where you just, like, build bases and cover them with, like, dome-shaped energy shields.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
Push forward.
Shield hammer.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, it's like...
Dome hammer.
Yeah. Well, imagine, like, if you're the mechanic, and if you're just a whole bunch of Myrmidons, and they're like, oh yeah, you need to secure this facility, there's Astartes coming, they're not going to just be like, okay, cool, so we'll just stand in the open, and when they come, we'll just fuck them up. They'll just be like, okay, well, yeah, just unload the void shield generators and shit then. Bring out the bastions and stuff.
They would just be like, look, a fallen log. Together. Let's, like, crash behind the fallen log.
Yeah. It's yeah, like, exactly. We're fucking Myrmidons. We know how to fucking kill shit. We're the dudes that we bring in, that they bring in when, like, the fucking just Marines can't fucking solve problems. They bring in, like, Myrmidon fucking sects that just blast shit apart.
What's the deal with Myrmidons? Is it, like, a religious thing?
They're just basically, they're ordained priests who are just like, their entire focus is just fucking Warcraft. So they're just like, yeah, I'm testing out the latest fucking Photon Thruster. It's like, Photon Thruster 3.3443. Yes, this is awesome.
And that's why they're all in like jack robot bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. They're just fucking combat priests. That's so good. Myrmidons are fucking king shit. The best thing. Anyway, so that's my list. That's what I'm running. It's 735 points of fortifications.
Solid. I like it.
And then just a whole bunch of Myrmidons and some fearless dudes.
So it's obviously the Castellan list.
Oh, yes, Castellan list. Yeah,
That's cool. Is there anything wacky about that apart from having to take shitloads of fortifications?
I don't think there is. Just you can take fortifications, basically.
It's pretty rad.
Up to 5 of them.
Yeah. I can't see what else you do apart from like overlapping void shield networks with that many choices for fortification, really.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. There's no Lord of War as well.
Right.
So, like, if a knight comes for me, hopefully the traders don't listen to this. And because, yeah, I don't really have that much anti-tank. Like, if I can hit them with conversion beamers, that's pretty good. Or smash them with the Krios Venator. But other than that...
But against a Cerastus, you'll have, like, 1 turn before it does, like, a Mega Jog.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if a Lancer comes, you'd just be able to plunge into, like, a Bastion and just fucking de-spirit. Okay, anyway, so let's get on to new stuff.
Oh, exciting. So a couple of things have dropped from Forge World, one of which is super heresy-related and one which is pseudo-heresy-related.
Yep. And they're both fucking witchy-poo as shit.
Yep, they're max witchy-poo.
Okay, so first of all, we'll get the Chaos Knight out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for 40k, but obviously at some point there's gonna you'll be able to take shit like this in the heresy, obviously.
Yeah.
Even
now, if you're running a knight house that's allied to like Word Bearers or something like that,
and yeah, that's
have
true.
A really
yeah.
witchy pretty knight. I mean, it's got to be one of the basic ones, so a paladin or a
Well, there must have been other knight houses that went to Chaos, right?
Of course, right.
During the when Chaos was just like taking hold of heaps of shit. That's why I don't get it why they don't run into more just Chaos hordes.
What do you mean, just shambling like ranks of beastmen type things?
Well, just yeah, and like just knight houses and stuff to the fall into Chaos and just. Fucking starts cutting themselves and shit and just, like, losing their minds.
I guess Starline
and their armor starts warping.
It's still a bit too early in the heresy. Like, even you're only getting the bleeding edge of, like, crazy Astartes times.
No. What I mean is, like, when the, you know, when the warp storms happened and the dark age happened and shit, and mankind was, like, cut off and the warp gods, and there was way more warp storms, there would have been, like, heaps of humans who became chaosified, wouldn't there?
It seems to have been rarer than you would think. Like, it's pretty... Like, there's a lot of people who, like, have a low level of chaotic worship when the Imperium contacts them again during the Great Crusade.
Yeah.
But it's pretty rare they find, like, the planet of the sorcerers.
But then by, like, 40k, there's just people fucking going apeshit all the time. So what, the word bearers are just the first people who brought it to humanity?
Just like, brought the notion of going full-time apeshit?
We wrote this awesome pamphlet that explains fucking how to chaosify yourself really easily. I don't know. Anyway.
So it's a rad model. It's not... The special rules that it comes with are pretty awesome, but they're not for heresy, just 40k.
Yeah, look at how fucking sick that armor is there.
Yeah, and it's just like
in the giant chaos star.
It's awesome bayonet chainsword, bayonet terapod chainsword. Yeah, yeah, it's so
the
fucking
first
cool.
thing that's got a chainsword with a bayonet. Oh, maybe I think I might have seen that.
In the rules for 40K, it's basically it's similar to the Reaper Chainfist, but instead of getting +1 on the D table against buildings, it's against monstrous and gargantuan creatures.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So that's that's such a fucking good way of just eviscerating Castellex.
We can just never roll a 1.
If you were playing it in like 30K.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Maybe one day. Perhaps one day.
Yeah, there'll be a Dark Mechanicum list soon enough.
It's true.
Okay, speaking of chaos stuff, Korbrax, Otterblight, Demon Prince of the Ruinstorm. Is it Korbax or Korbrax?
Korbax. Yeah.
Korbax.
The apostrophes, I don't know.
I am Korbax, Otterblight.
So I think this is an amazing. The more I've looked at him, the more I'm getting on board with his whole aesthetic. He's just like, how do you describe him? He's like a Pac-Man.
Yeah, he's like a flip-top head style, like...
Yeah.
Is it in fucking South Park?
Like, Terrence and Phillip.
Terrence and Phillip, yeah.
Yeah, it's Terrence Phillip and style, like, Pez head. It's massive, so you could fit... Do you reckon a space marine lying down would fit on his, like, tongue like it was a bed?
Just, like, reclining there?
Well, just for
the
idea...
Just lying on his tongue, man.
About
just try
right,
try it
right.
out. It's comfy as fuck.
And then, yeah, that's the main feature, is this massive, like... Gibbering more, it kind of splits a bit in the middle.
Well, look how big those Nurglings are.
Sure.
They're like a Marine would be like there, right? You couldn't have a Marine just like standing on his tongue.
You could possibly have a Marine like wrapped around the tongue, though, like wearing it as a towel.
Are you talking about like a friendly Marine that's just sitting on his tongue, or he's like eating like a Imperial Fist guy or something?
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm thinking that scenario precisely.
I like his Robbie Lawler style fucking split lip here.
Yeah.
Just like from UFC 189. Shout out to the UFC. Yeah, it looks like it's got like 4 legs, like an elephant sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm loving that. They're 4 like stubby like sort of legs that seem to have grown out of the pile of shit that's its lower body.
And it's got this stupid. It's got like a dinosaur. It looks like fuck. Do you know what it looks like? It looks like It looks like a chaosified version of like one of the little dinosaur
from
things
Bubble
from
Bubble.
Bubble Bubble. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like. See its little short stubby tail.
Yeah, that's actually really cute. Now that you mention it, it's got the kind of the back spines.
It's a totally Bubble 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 Korbax. And then yeah, just long. I think Bubble Bubble. They have like little fucking stupid little stumpy hands.
Yeah, they've got like little T-Rex-style wanking claws.
Yeah. Yeah. This one has like just scrawny like punch, like gator hands and stuff. Like, look at that.
I like the gator hand, but it's like remarkably spindly for a creature of such mass.
Yeah, so Korbax, Otterblight, Demon Prince of the Ruined Storm. So this guy, I haven't read any books with this guy in it. But let's have a look at his rules. Holy shit, 355 points.
That's cheaper than Samus, is it not? Or I don't know.
Yeah, I think Samus is
375, I think.
Yeah, I think Samus is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So weapon skill 6, strength 6, toughness 8, 7 wounds.
Mega.
Initiative 9.
Which is bizarre, right, for a Nurgle demon?
Yeah, it's a great big fucking sack of shit.
It's more than Fulgrim.
Yeah.
It's more than who else is fast?
It's just a fat, stupid fucking Bubble Bubble. And it's like fucking initiative 9. How does it make any sense? It's just like, oh, it's like a tide. It's a tide of flesh.
So he's basically a great unclean one with like max stats, like fully jacked stats, and some extra rules. Like he's a level 2 psyker. His poison is on a 3+ rather than a 4+. He's got the same Demon Prince of the Ruin Storm rule as Samus. So when you roll demonic instability for a guy in your detachment, you can choose to reroll a d6, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Especially with that, like if you roll a 1 on something, and you can just fish for that, like get all wounds back on the unit that they suffered that phase. Result, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So are you interested in this guy?
Callbacks, I don't know. So the problem with him is that the ways you can take him are more limited than a regular Great Unclean one. So you can take this guy as a Lords of War choice for a Codex Chaos Demons army in Heresy, presumably.
Yeah.
Take him in as a Lord of War choice for Word Bearers as well. Or you can take him as HQ choice for a Chaos Demons army. In which case, he's not a Lord of War choice.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
That sucks. So you can't take him and a Great Unclean one, essentially.
If you were playing just pure demons, you could take him as a Lord of War choice and the Great Unclean one as a HQ. That'd be fine. But the problem is none of those options are available to be allied with Imperial Militia, so...
Yeah, damn. Oh, well, demons are.
Yeah, but he has to be a Lord of War choice for them, so it's pretty hard to get that quarter with an ally detachment.
Ah, fuck. Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, it's finicky, but unfortunate. Anyway, he's pretty rad. His stats are really strange. Initiative 9 is Loco.
Yeah, that's so weird that it's higher than Fulgrim.
Mm-hmm. He's got an ability where anytime he rolls it to hit of a 5 or a 6, that has instant death attached to it,
which is
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Represents him doing just a surge and swallow.
Yeah, like on a Castellax or something, just roll over it like a slug, and just crush it into the ground.
Yeah. And just some other like bits and pieces, like some extra Hammer of Wrath attacks. When he dies, he does like an Evisor Assassin style like death burst.
Yeah, and like a 7-inch template. Boom! Imagine just running him into the middle of like a Solar Auxilia army, just like fucking run! Gets torn down. Like groups of men are just standing there, just rapid fire, just with fucking
just last rifles.
Yeah, or just Volkites, like
yeah,
just firing rays into
muchness against him,
and then he just goes like an exploding fucking whale, like an exploding whale carcass.
Well, Lazarefels can't even hurt him because he's toughness 8, but yeah, Volkites could get the job done if you're lucky.
Execute him with Volkite chargers.
Anyway, I'm loving all this demon shit to come out. It hasn't really been anything that I'm racing to buy yet, but I really do love this model, and I could see myself using it just as a plain, great unclean one, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, there's also, like, there's that, the Forge World, you know, the special character great unclean one.
Oh, the really huge one.
Yeah.
Like the gigantic fatty.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, it gives you the option to take two great unclean ones at some point if you really want.
It's possibly, like, the best fucking great unclean one model ever.
You should bring it up so I can gaze at it while we move on to the next segment.
It's right here under the Warhammer Forge Chaos section. Look at this. Check that fucking thing out. Look how big it is! Dude, there's a picture of it standing next to a marine or something. Oh, here we go. That's it next to a dreadnought. Wow! I think it fits on like a...
It's roughly 8 times the mass of a dreadnought.
Yeah. It would just pick a dreadnought up and just shake it like a fucking child. Just toss it away into space.
Yeah, imagine how heavy a sword is too. It's just like a gigantic iron like sword, literally taller than a dreadnought.
Wait, there's it next to a man. I'm huge! Like, that's how big they should be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That is fucking so sick.
It's basically an exact rip of, like, the classic Great Unclean one from the cover of the Realm of Chaos book.
Yeah.
Just the looming, staring one. Like, he's just impossibly vast.
Yeah.
Like the moon in the distance.
That model is such a fucking masterpiece. Yeah. Just look at it.
The detail is just all the pox and things.
And look at its face, too. It's got the best, like, yeah. There's nurglings inside its fucking guts, just, like, hanging out.
Just nestling.
Look at his back. His back's fucking disgusting, too. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the spine's, like just pushed through.
Exposed spine! No, for some reason.
Maximum pustules. You're right. There's a lot of strong competition. I really do like the other one a lot as well, so possibly both. We'll see.
It's got huge, like, tumorous growths and shit.
Full of nurglings, presumably.
One of its fucking elbows has just fucking got maggots hanging out of it. Hell yeah. Alright.
Awesome.
Anyway, so that's... Yeah, pretty sure that's everything that Forge World dropped, right?
Yeah, we looked at new stuff, and you covered the Futurabo release and Nylod's transfer sheets last week,
I think. That's right. Yeah, of course. Alright, cool. Well, that's it for new stuff.
Awesome.
Let's get on to host questions.
Alright.
So, do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
So, there's like a sub-theme on this show of cryptid talk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The cryptid chat. But it's always been in response to people being like, oh yeah, I'm playing, you know, Heresy in this area. Like, here are the most ferocious, local, possibly, like, fictional beasts.
Yeah.
So, in the interest of broadening the scope of, like, cryptid investigation, do you just have, like, a favorite cryptid, like, that's a go-to cryptid for you?
I think the most fucking insane thing that always comes out of, like, you know, like, Skinwalker Ranch and all that just crazy shit that people talk about.
Yeah.
And conspiracies and stuff. Is, like, bloodless, trackless animal mutilations.
Oh, that's right. That's how, like, Linda Moulton Howe made her, like, fame, right?
Exactly. That is Linda... That's, like, Linda Moulton Howe's, like, fucking go-to thing.
Yeah. She's, like...
On her Earth Files fucking website, where she talks about
what's
crop,
like,
circles.
What's the crisis of the phenomena?
Crop circles and fucking bloodless, trackless animal mutilations.
Are they associated?
I don't know. I think they probably are in some way. Like, they're associated by, like, all the crackpots. But these fucking bloodless, trackless animal mutilations are so weird, right? It's basically where an animal has just been, like, surgically fucking fucked with.
Yeah.
And then just, like, left in an area, and there's just, like, no tracks, and the animal's entirely been fucking, like, like has no blood in it or something like that,
yeah.
or is entirely is missing a heart, has just had its heart surgically removed, and then is just left in an area. And carrion animals won't feed on it. And then, like, and there's just basically, like, it's bloodless, trackless animal mutilations. And so, it happens, like, all over the fucking world, and there's just no explanation for it.
So what are the
That's kind of weird,
What are the popular theories to explain it? Like,
just UFOs and shit.
Satanists?
No, even Satanists leave tracks.
That's true.
Even Satan leaves tracks.
It's hard to just, like, sweep up behind you. So, literally, the only answer, really, is just, like, independent probes, like, Servo Skull-type arrangements.
I don't know. Just anti-grav, UFOs picking, like, Necrons coming, using their fucking, like, hijack beams.
Just coring out animal hearts for their own purposes.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Okay.
That's the thing that I always think about when people go, conspiracy theories, this bullshit. I always think, like, fucking, what the fuck is that? Bloodless, trackless animal mutilations, though. It's worth mentioning, Michael and I always talk about fucking Linda Moulton Howe as well when we're not on air. We're just like, yeah, remember, like, how would Linda Moulton Howe fucking introduce this podcast?
Didn't she sort of pivot and become a world expert on dog men?
Oh, really?
No, I don't know if it's her, but there's definitely, like...
She fell for the whole, like... drones thing, remember?
That's true. Like, the very, like, when Photoshop first became, like, a, I don't know, a usable thing for, like, the guy at home, someone dropped a bunch of images that were, like, yeah. these mysterious future drones.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, well done, basically, Photoshop. And yeah. she was just like, yes, this proves something. What was
yeah,
her, like,
there's definitely alien drones, man, and they're, like, cloaked and shit. Yeah. Well, Michael's gonna be, like, holy shit, I can't believe you talked for so long about Linda Moulton Howe. He's going to be fucking shitting his pants. He'll be out in the woods downloading this and then just go like, holy fuck. But I'll tell you one more thing about Linda Moulton Howe.
Dude.
Is that she's got the best, like, she's got the best, like, why I'm into conspiracy theory story, which is, like, she was a reporter for some news station or some or newspaper or something.
Yeah.
Who was, like, and she had, like, what's that award? Like the she was like a Pulitzer Prize fucking winning author or something.
Sure.
And TV program fucking whatever, investigative journalist.
Anchor, yeah.
Yeah.
Journalist.
And she reckons that the government basically were like, hey, Linda Moulton Howe, we want you to make a TV show that basically like explains to people that aliens are real and we're going to just give you all this information about aliens and then you just like tell us how you think we should just fucking just like put this on TV that aliens are real. And she was like, whoa, what? And they're like, yeah, come to this hotel room. And they took her to some fucking room and showed her all these files. And then basically it would just like, and then took all the files away. And then the next day just rang her up and went, oh yeah, hey, yeah, we've had some more conversations and we're not going to go ahead with that thing. So just pretend you didn't see all that evidence that you can never prove that you've ever seen. And we'll just fucking go about our ways. But she just went like,
bye.
Yeah. And according to her,
see ya.
She was then like, well, I have exactly no proof, but it's not going to stop me from just talking about it all the time.
Do you reckon what that sounds like to me is someone doing like Soviet-style disinfo? Just
yeah.
just feeding her trash information?
Just working for fucking Pravda.
Uh-huh. Brutal.
Anyway.
What's your question?
Michael's going to love that fucking Linda Moulton Howe talk. Trust me. Okay, my question is, and this one is heresy related.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. I have to go back in my little notepad here. Okay, so imagine that each of the Chaos Gods...
Mm-hmm.
So you know how each of the Chaos Gods has its own legion?
Sure.
So World Eaters, Khorne,
Emperor's Children, Slaanesh, Thousand Suns, Inch, and Death Guard, Nurgle, of course.
Imagine if each of the Chaos Gods has to choose a secondary legion.
Fuck.
Horus is just like, okay, I want you to infest more of the legions. Each one of you pick a secondary legion to also infest.
Some pretty obvious ones.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Suggest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Khorne's second choice, Blood Angels.
Whoa!
Yeah, I reckon that's definitely the case. What else would you say?
Well, I was thinking more like just like Traitor Legion, but okay.
No, you've got to present the potential for infection. Otherwise, the question's interesting enough. You've got to choose from such a narrow pool.
So if Khorne had like possessed the Blood Angels, right?
Yeah.
Like... how would that manifest?
Well,
because isn't it that they just see like grim visions and shit, and they're like, "Whoa, that shit's fucking fucked up." Whoa, they're not like, "Whoa, I'm getting driven mad by shit."
No, they're going to like a legit murderous fugue state, like a vampire, right?
Where they just kill everything.
You know when you get a vampire and you just starve it, like you put it in like a lead-lined chamber for like a month. Like
yeah, we all know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's becoming weaker and weaker and weaker, and they become more and more like feral and vicious.
Yeah, exactly, when they nest or something.
Yeah, exactly. When they become, like, yeah, just dormant vampires.
Okay.
It's like startling a bat. They just freak out and come at you. Like a like a Varghulf in Warhammer Fantasy, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like the way
like a Varghul. Is it Varghulf? No,
a Varghwheel. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Varghul, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Varghwile.
The things that are made when they just like nail up ancient vampires in like caskets and just bury them. And just be like, fuck you, Uncle Dracula.
They stick them in the crypts of their castles, and because their castles are just filled with fucking undeath, it like seeps into the coffins and like makes them super powerful and they grow wings.
Mm-hmm. And then it just a coffin burst at some point.
Coffin burst when like somebody goes in there to tomb rob them.
Anyway, that's kind of the behavior and mindset.
Okay, that but are in. So tell me this.
Yes.
Do they just fucking attack each other?
Oh no, they've got like an esprit de corps. I don't know why. So there's a bit in Fear to Tread where they.
So
like,
they're exactly the same as the Black Lead, like the Black Company or like Death Company. Sorry.
Yeah, it's Black basically the early manifestation of that sort of trait. I don't know that they've explicitly drawn a line between the current sort of Black Rage and like direct Cornet influence, but I think it's strongly implied.
So Korn would just get mixed up in that, and like when they're in the fugue state, they'd be like, Korn, seeing powerful like Korn visions and shit.
He'd just get behind it. He'd just wholeheartedly support frenzied killing.
Yeah, but they have to like pledge themselves to him in some way.
No, that's true.
Korn has to get in there. Like,
eventually, it's one of those things where you wake up after a fugue state and everyone's dead, and you're just like, oh, it happened again.
Guess I swore myself to Korn.
You eventually get used to that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, of just like slaughtering kin.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's Korn.
So let's think of some other ones. Zane Shark and the second choice would be Alpha Legion.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That works well.
Not necessarily magic, but certainly as like agents of chaos and change.
Trickery.
Just like, imagine if the Alpha Legion don't have an endgame. They're just like, ideological dickholes. They're just like, well, we just want to disrupt the status quo as much as possible at
just
all times.
Fucking love watching shit happen. Just sit here and watch shit happen all day. Just watch the galaxy burn.
Just a legion of Tyler Durdens.
Yeah, it is sort of strange that they're having like a fucking... Is the background basically that they're having like a civil war amongst themselves?
Yeah, I think that's... I haven't read the latest Alpha Fluff, but that's the line being pushed. There's like...
That's almost like
a schism in the faction.
Imagine you're like one of... So, you know how there's like the twins?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you're one of the twins, and then like each of you just basically like split off like the Legion in half and just have like a civil war. Like you could never trust anyone at all, ever. Because you're... like even your bodyguard squad could just be like... Your bodyguard squad got hijacked by another Alpha Legion team that's now wearing their face. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to have just constant... Well, I don't even know how you'd do it.
Okay, so I'm going to get in my Charybdis, and we're going to go down to the planet. But you guys, what we're going to do is you're not going to have any weapons, because I didn't trust you, and we'll drop pod the weapons separately, so that you don't just execute me with Combi Plaz in the way down. Yeah, like, it's fucking crazy. You couldn't trust anyone. How can they even trust their own dudes?
It'd mostly be done through, like, cat's paws and just, like just militia armies, I reckon.
Just dead drops.
Mm-hmm. Just dead drops and duck feeding.
Dead drops, micro dots. All right,
Nurgle. I haven't got a good answer for this one, I don't think. Maybe Iron Hands in like a sort of like creepy biomechanical way.
Iron Hands, I haven't really got a strong because they're like flesh is weak. They'd be like, nah, we're not fucking going to use like, you know.
I guess so, yeah. So I don't know, what would you say for Death Guard? I can't think of anything for them offhand. Is there anyone who's like...
Iron Warriors, I guess.
Perhaps. I guess they have got the sort of grim trudging aspect down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Warriors, I'll buy that. I'll pay Iron Warriors. Alright, so the last god is Slaanesh, so a bonus one for Slaanesh. Dark Angels, maybe?
Dark Angels, turn to Slaanesh.
I reckon that's like a cute twist.
Yeah, the Inner Circle are all just like... Giving each other Dutch rudders and shit. That's the secret.
That was one of the charges laid against you know how the Templars were prosecuted by the church for being like Baphomet worshippers?
Yeah.
They're also meant to be sodomites as well. Yeah, so it's like a double fucking double header.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay, that works. That totally works. And Slaanesh is slightly about like, you know, like keeping shit secret as well, right?
That's
like
true.
Keepers of secrets.
It's literally the name of the greater demon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also the whole martial pride aspect, which works well.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Except for the Nurgle one.
That just isn't a good enough match, I don't think. Unless...
Yeah. What about White Scars?
What? I don't buy it.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Is it just because you think of, like, motorcycle riding guys? can kind of fucking just, like, play Eggman riding motorcycles.
Just clean whites all messed up by pustules and, like, boobos, and I can't do it.
Yeah. Didn't the Mongols use, like, biological warfare, though?
Oh, like, human heads and just, like, infected sheep and shit?
Yeah.
Catapult sheep.
People with the plague and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a long-term strategy. Like, it's the kind of thing you want to do if you're, like, waiting around for a couple of months. You can just be like... pound the city with rotten corpses.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, that is host questions done.
Rad.
So, next is mail/fluffwack.
Cool.
So, we got a fucking ton of mail. Let's go through some things.
Alright, what do you want to start with?
First of all, we will read out this one. This one's from Alex F.
Oh yeah, cool.
Hey guys, I was looking to get into 30K for a while, and my friend who does Night Lords put me onto your podcast. I've listened to about 7 episodes so far. Loved the genocide one. Seriously made me laugh. That's good. Genocide should always make you laugh, right? I was at first on the fence about which Legion to do, but your Salamanders episode tipped the balance easily.
Wow, that was an influential episode.
Yeah, a bunch of people have said that they wanted they're going to do fucking Sallies now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing Sallies, man. Picking up Sallies. I had a single Derridaire Dreadnought, which I love as a model, so would be in whichever army I ended up running.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which I've got a custom base for and painted up in Salamander style. 10 Pyroclasts and a Proteus are on order. Thankfully, I'm UK-based, so shipping isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the force will expand from there. Derridaire album, so he's linked to, like, a Derridaire album, so let's have a look at those.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Look at those huge autocannons.
It's got the classic flame motifs, looking at its legs and, like, main toilet chassis.
Yeah, yeah. Toilet-shaped chassis. Or toilet-shaped torso.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Derridaire is such a fucking sick model, too.
It's so mech warrior, huh?
Yeah. Look at those heavily reinforced legs. Got a pair of legs on him.
Yeah, I love the rocket pack.
Just massive fucking rocket pack. Just tons of missiles there.
Mm-hmm. Constant missiles, constant rounds, and just, like...
Those massive guns.
Just crotch flamers. Are they flamers?
Yeah, heavy flamers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's strength 6.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking sweet. Yes, and so well painted. So I'll put that photo up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So that's Alex Flather. My only question for you guys was, as a 40K player, the troops' choices in 30K can seem somewhat underwhelming.
Mm.
Pyroclasts can be troops with the Salamander's Rite of War, but this is non-compulsory, so I need to take at least 2 troops' choices as well. Do you have any go-to troops configurations, any pitfalls, any recommendations for Salamanders? Thanks again, and keep it up.
It's an interesting point with Salamanders. What would you go for?
Yeah,
just basic troops' choices.
I think I've said it a few times, but I would probably go, like, Pride of the Legion and take a bunch of Terminators with, like... Because you can give them combi melters, right?
It's true.
And using their... Oh, no, Pride of the Legion can't... Yeah, that... okay, well, you won't get that, but... Just taking Terminators, you can take Fire Drakes.
Yeah, I mean, Fire Drakes as troops' choices are pretty incredible. Pride of Legion does sort of lock you down to having that Rite of War rather than the Salamander's Rite of War.
Yeah.
But it's probably worth the expense, and it makes you able to start a force quicker, I think, because you can just paint 5 Terminators, done, and that's the entirety of your troops' choices.
Yeah, exactly. And they're good in, like, Zone Mortalis as well, so...
And especially in small games where there's not going to be just, like, endless AP2 templates.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Also just 10-man tactical squads aren't too bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
you put them in a Rhino, it's not too bad, just to seize ground and rapid fire at dudes.
15-man or something. You know, if you're taking a bunch of tanks, you could take, and I mean, the Salamander's Rite of War, I think, is really good with tanks because it gives you that 5+ invulnerable save against, like, melter bombs.
True.
And fucking melter weapons and shit.
Yeah.
Obsidian
plating or whatever.
So having, like, some Proteus, Phobos Land Raiders with, like, breaches inside them.
Well, that's
could
cool.
Be interesting as well.
Do breaches count as being bulky at all? Can they?
No.
Oh, so they're just, like, single dudes?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's pretty
cool.
You
can only put 10 in there, so you can't put, like, a apothecary or something, but...
Yeah.
You'd probably want to take a few apothecaries with them, I guess, would you, in Salamanders? Are they an apothecary legion?
I mean, it's an option that you can use with them. If you're taking the Fire Drakes, you can't apothecary them up, and that's where you'd really want them the most.
True, yeah.
So you can really sort of just boost your basic squads. I mean, I think it's always worth doing because they're just so cheap and feel no pain is the business.
Yeah. And I mean, so he's got 10 Pyroclasts in a Proteus, so that's pretty cool. You keep the Proteus looking theme going and take like a Spartan.
I reckon if you just took Hydrake troops and a couple characters and some other just miscellaneous bullshit, you could make a 1500 point force almost trivially easily. And then 2000 is just, behold, Vulcan.
Yeah. Yeah, Vulcan. Definitely need some Vulcan action.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Lots of options with Salamanders.
Yeah, so I think we're saying go and buy Vulcan. Get Vulcan next.
Yes, Vulcan.
Okay, so next we will go with...
More Salamander talk.
Yeah, a little bit more Salamander talk. So this is Ryan Kimmel, who's a good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So he says... So he's got a fucking awesome gallery here.
Yeah.
Which we'll put up on Facebook.
It's like 25 pictures.
Yeah, it's a ton of pictures. It's fucking awesome. So I finally got caught up with all of the episodes. Absolutely love the show. Been recommending to all the guys in my gaming group,
right,
which is awesome. Everyone should do that. Go to your gaming group now. Send them an email and send them a link to the show and say, listen to this.
Yeah,
listen to these fools. I feel like you guys do a great job of getting people pumped about 30K. I hope so, too. We get a lot of people saying, like, man, I had to go and buy, like, a massive fucking army after I listened to your podcast. Eh?
I was just bullied into it by, like, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
It's always good to hear that we've psychologically trapped some more people.
Just
put
them into our mind prisons.
Exactly. Yeah, trap them. Play some 30K, man. Do it. Just do it. Mainline it. So, my buddy Dave Stolarski, who plays Alpha Legion, made a 5-hour trip from Detroit to my house near Indianapolis to play in a 40K event I was hosting. He brought his 30K army with him, and after the event, we set them up on my Istvan 5 board and took some epic photos of them facing off with my Salamander's army. I think there's roughly 7,000 points on the table.
Yeah, it's pretty savage. There's a heap of shit from both sides, and it's all super themed, so all the Salamander's guys are in drop pods, having just, like, assaulted on.
Yeah, so it's like a...
Just jets.
Like an Alpha Legion held line sort of thing, and the Salamander's are just like, fuck you, drop pod running amongst your shit. Yeah.
A Fire Raptor as well, just cruising in.
Yeah.
And just heaps of just flaming bits of terrain, like just flaming wreckage.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. I think we've talked about this board before, but yeah, it's really good. Like having those big pillars of flame are fucking so good. Because that's exactly this kind of thing on a battlefield, that just columns of smoke and shit that just obscure your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to rip that off, Ryan. Dave and I met about 2 years ago on the Freebooter forum and finally got to meet face-to-face at a Freebooter event last year. It was a classic story of dudes looking for dudes to play 30K with. We hit it off immediately and now stay in contact on the forum and over the phone. He's planning on coming back in a few weeks, and we hope to get lots of games in with some of our friends, some more of our friends of ours. I'm really looking forward to it because he is super fun to play 30K with, and his army looks amazing. Yeah.
This is just like a loving poem about Dave Stolarski.
Yeah.
Dave Stolarski, this guy really loves you. It's awesome.
I love you, man.
I love you, man, bro.
He has some of the best Alpha Legion I've seen in person.
Isn't it good? Yeah.
He also listens to your podcast and is also spreading the good word to get you guys more listeners. Awesome. We'd love this work.
How good is his Alpha Legion Delegatus with the creepy, ceremonial, creep face?
Yeah, like the...
What is it meant to be? It's kind of like an alligator.
Yeah, I always thought it was like a lion's face.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a...
It's like a Chinese temple lion, maybe.
Like a cat's face or something. With huge fucking mega teeth.
Anyway, it's completely tremendous.
Yeah. Here's a cool pic. So we'll put a link to... Actually, we'll put these photos up on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you can go there and have a look. But yeah, it's fucking so sick.
Yep.
Okay, so now we had another email. Oh, now we had an email from Brendan, which came in, but it actually came in before our review of all the stuff from the open day.
Okay, so how much duplicate? Is there any sort of fresh data here?
Yeah, there is a little bit of fresh data here.
Interesting.
It came in before we recorded that episode, but it kind of got lost in the inbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't on the site like Spy Report, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Yeah, Brendan Hickey was on the site.
Yeah.
Just some notes from the open day. I'm sure you've got other spies who brought you much of this information. They did, but this also has some pretty good stuff that I haven't seen anywhere else.
All right.
So book 6, all 3 writers, Andy, Alan, and Neil, are now working on this. Expect it before the end of the year. Dark Mechanicum will likely be included in some form, possibly a couple of trader-only units like the cult list, but couldn't get any other details out of them. They've been well trained. So.
...
Ooh, new Dark Mechanicum list.
What would it even be? Probably just something along the lines of the Providences. So
demon bound shit.
Yeah. double engines, being able, imagine you could take Mechanicus Primary and then ally with demons, just like, just Data Genies.
Shit's gone crazy, man.
Uh-huh, so cyber demons.
Yeah, well, what's that giant fucking monster thing?
The Clinker Spawn.
Yeah, the Clinker Spawn.
Yeah.
What's that actually called?
Soul Grinder, I think.
Yeah, Soul Grinder.
Yeah.
Will always be the Clinker Spawn to me. Now, here's some information which really got me going. So, mm-hmm. Mechanicum Tagmata Red Book. This includes rules for the Ordinatus Minoris, which has two weapon options.
I love that Minoris. It's like the lesser of the two Ordinatae.
It's the lesser of, like, several different kinds of fucking just mega destroyers. one is about 700 points, which is the Bellicosa Patton Volcano Cannon.
Do you know
what
this does?
It's like one of the Warlord arms. It's like a 7-inch fucking D or something, I think.
Yeah, okay, cool. Rad.
Boom. The other is over 1,000 points and is the Sonic Weapon. This Sonic Weapon, and he's got Sonic Destroyer, question mark?
Sonic Destroyer, question
Sonic
mark?
Sonic Destroyer. Unleash the Sonic Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Has a special damage table instead of a strength value. For infantry, it's strength 5. Vehicles and buildings are strength D, etc. So one of the rumors was saying basically you put down a 7-inch template and then just 75-inch it just like straight ahead, like a power, like a
Sonic Destroyer. That's
like a template in fantasy.
So when they're talking about the I just read the Ultramarines just background section in book 5, and they're talking about the destroyer aspects of the Ultramarines and saying like, yeah, they use like dark weaponry like Phosphex, and even occasionally like to imply that there's like even worse shit than Phosphex, something called like oxygen destroyer lasers.
Whoa, what?
So maybe it's an oxygen destroyer laser.
Whoa.
I love the name of that because it's a fucking just Godzilla reference. So like in the first like Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Where he just like comes at Japan, just lurches out of the ocean, just like crushes Tokyo. It's the only one where humans just drive him off by just firing beams at him. And it's yeah, the weapon that they use is called the oxygen destroyer.
Whoa. So I don't know what that means.
It just like shoots a ray. I don't really understand the physics of it very closely. Like
shoots a ray which
destroys oxygen.
No oxygen can exist. So I think it's just tracked to death.
I'm not sure. But that doesn't really match with the variable strength value of this weapon, so it's probably just a legit.
Yeah, well, this is actually a sonic thing, not like a laser.
Yeah, that's true.
And just like, wah, 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 wah. You know, like in Dune 2, the sonic tanks from that? They just shot like a wah, 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 wah.
Sonic panzers.
Yeah. They used to be awesome. It's like sandworms came near your shit. You could just drive them off with sonic waves. Wah, 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 wah. Anyway, so that was another Dune 2 reference.
New vehicle.
Yeah, so there's also a new vehicle which seems to be a replacement for the Mechanicum Land Raider. Basically exactly the same rules and points, but may indicate that we're getting a dedicated model for this one. Explorator something something. Someone else may have caught the full name. Now, this also, that meshes with a rumor which another one of our friends who we play in Inferno against told us, which is that there was Forge would want to do a special model for a Mechanicum Land Raider and a Mechanicum Storm Eagle.
A Mechanicum Storm Eagle?
Yeah. Because you can take them.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But, could be seeing a Storm Eagle in this new book, maybe.
So the Mechanicum Land Raider doesn't have a front gun, does it? It's like a pure, like...
Oh, no, it's got a hull gun, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Like, that's why I use the...
you've got one built, right?
Yeah, I'm using the... what's it called? The Achilles... hull?
Oh, with the quad launcher in the sort of top of it?
Yeah, but I took the quad launcher out and I can put like a variety of different weapons in there.
Oh, I see. I didn't know. That's cool.
So I've tried it with like hull multi-melder and flame storm sponsons, but you know, it sounds pretty good if there's some new fucking crazy explorator version of a Land Raider.
Yeah, so book 6. What else is in there apart from the Mechanicum, well, Dark Mechanicum extra shit?
I think there's going to be, it's going to be like Shattered Legions. And I think there's going to be rules for Blood Angels, Dark Angels, all that stuff.
White Scars.
Yeah, White Scars, yeah. That's what I've heard anyway. Well, that's what the rumors were saying.
All right.
Okay, so what else? It includes all three lists as well, despite the name. Effectively, they're all reworked a little.
I wonder what that means.
Alan described them as being more unique. We'll see what that means soon. It's available in 6 to 8 weeks. It's literally on the boat from China now. Includes Titan list as well. So Titans are in there as well. That's pretty good.
I wouldn't be mad at there being more differentiation between the different Mechanicum lists. Like different, maybe, troops choices?
Yeah, like I imagine...
Like Thalax for Auto Reductor. Yeah. Cybernetica gets Castellax.
Yeah.
And Tagmata gets, I don't know, Skillax, Thralls.
Thralls and Skillax, yeah. Because everybody's, all the lists seem to have, because even Legio Cybernetica can take Thalax's troops, which is kind of weird.
They all get a little same-same, I find. So having like a little more legit differentiation would be kind
of
cool.
This is Games Workshop, though, so, you know, like, it's
under
the umbrella of Games Workshop, so if you put Thalax's troops in all the different armies, people are more likely to branch out towards them, right?
True that, yeah.
But yeah, maybe there already is, like, the Order Reductor have the better Thalax, because you can take the Ferox pattern ones that get, like, rending.
I believe it says, there's a separate rumor that Order Reductor are getting, like, legit artillery tanks, too.
Yeah. And they mentioned Scorpius.
Oh, Scorpius.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That'd be fucking cool if you
imagine they could take Scorpius batteries, so, like, three Scorpius, Scorpii.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, like, Scorpius are really fucking good.
You played against Nate's Scorpius, like...
Against Castellax, because you can drop... If you don't move, it's D3 plus 1 templates. Mm-hmm. Strength 8, AP 3.
So just threes to wound and just, like...
Just hammer them into shit. It's fucking sick. Imagine being able to take, like, two of those... Mm-hmm. Mechanicum Land Raider, some other shit, Storm Eagle or something.
Yeah.
Or two of those and a fucking Medusa battery.
Brutal times.
Yeah.
Alright, so more shit.
Ordinandus is not yet ready for production, so unlikely to be released for a while. The designer said that he's been asked to design one additional weapon, presumably the volcano cannon mentioned above.
Mm-hmm.
Ursarax are probably not coming anytime soon, unless it's, this is deliberate misinformation.
Are they implying that they'd lie to them just to fucking throw them off the scent?
I'm sure Forge World would never do that. No. Forge World are good, man.
They'd just be evasive.
Will was due to work on them but hasn't started. Possibly someone else is going to do them. We'll see.
That's right.
He, however, was quite enthusiastic about the Domitar and Thanatar Sinus. So they may arrive soon. I really can't wait to see the fucking Domitar.
Right. So is it meant to have two hammers? Like, so the
dual
double
hammers.
Hammer
hand? And like a top mounted, like, you know, those like. Just like tubular missile launchers, like a rack, missile launcher rack.
Oh, like a rotary, like sort of like fun, 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 fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Imagine how awesome that'll be. Just two huge hammers. Fuck you. We can do like double slams on like fucking Praetor's heads and just crush them.
Yeah.
Pulp them between two hammers.
Changing it up a notch, I think, for like having heavy assault cybernetic elements is going to be really cool.
Yeah. They're expensive as shit though, but I still want a fucking full mana pool. Yeah.
So a Thanatar, people take them anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and these Thanatar Sinus are going to be pretty good too. Like, with they've got the four shots at 18 inches, like small templates.
Yeah, that's right.
Strength 7 AP 2.
The plasma shotgun, like Thanatar.
Imagine how brutal that would be. It's just walking along, like trudging along, and Marines are just like, fuck, look at that thing, it's coming out of the dust storm. And they're
so
like,
large.
Put it down! And they're like, firing heavy boulders and shit, nothing, and then gets within range, and it's like, just stops, and then just like, boom, 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 boom. And the Marines are like, what the fuck is... It's getting bathed in plasma. Ah, fire!
It's toughness 8, right? So it's immune to just, like, bolt of fire.
Yeah, that's gives awesome. No fucks. People just be putting, like, full, like, just racking, like, full mags into it. Put it down! Go full auto! Fury of the Legion! It just gives no fucks. And then it's also got, like, a, the Sinus also has, like, just a Mauler pattern bolt. Bolt cannon on it
just
as well. Putting down guys at close range.
I think you can't take that one in maniples, can you?
The Sinus you can take up to three.
You can. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's the one with the laser strength 10 laser.
That you can only take in single. Yeah, the Calyx like, options. Okay. Wow, a mana.
But
that's
yeah,
awesome.
Domitars can go up to 5 in a maniple, and yeah, the Sinus can go up to 3 in a maniple.
Right.
And what the normal Thanatar has fucking up to 5. So Macrotech and Automator look sweet. Finally a cool normal Tech Priest model. The Automator are tiny little things, deceptively small. The general vibe is that we're almost caught up in the backlog, so we should be able to see lots of new things soon to support each new book. The Mastodon is huge, and it's the most metal thing ever. Its role is to literally roll up to enemy fortifications, use its Magna Melter to weaken the walls, ram the remains, and then use the 6 Melter guns built into the prow to breach whatever's left.
I wonder if that means you can actually fire the Melter guns in just, like, day-to-day
like
business?
It.
And just cruising around?
Imagine how fucking insane that is.
Uh-huh.
You just drive it up to something, just get to, like, put a Magna Melter into it, and then just open the doors and fire, like, 6 Melter guns into it. Nothing surviving that. So then use the 6 melter guns built into the prow to breach whatever's left. Once a breach is open, the rear ramp opens and the infantry can use it as an ingress point. Think of it as a 30k siege tower.
Yeah,
that's so fucking sick. It's so good. Because I think last episode we were talking about, like, you could just, like, millipede them by just having, like, one drives up to the wall
and them.
Crashes in, and then the next one drives up to the and arse just end mates of that one.
With the back of it.
Yeah, and its doors open inside the other one's arse and grabs it open.
Do like a goat say?
Yeah. And just millipede, like, 6 of them. And they've got void shields, right? So they'd be up against the wall. People be shooting down from the walls, and they're like, oh, we can't get... Like, we can't fucking, like, shoot through the void shields.
It'd
and just
be
hundreds
like,
of Marines are just running through the fucking... All of the...
So if the void shields push out to 12 inches like the Stormbird does, you could literally probably cover, like, 2 of them in each other's, like... So you just get fucking an impenetrable overlapping field of void shields. You should totally do that. Like,
oh, do you reckon that'd be the rule?
I don't know. Like, I'm assuming it would be.
Like, have a ranged void shield.
Well, yeah. It's so you can have guys just, like, lurking in the shadow of it, doing, you know, small missions. Like, little rhinos full of guys.
Yeah, that's true. JFK-style car runners.
Yeah. Just guys resting their hands on the side of the Mastodon and doing like doing a cautious jog.
Just full fucking just full bolt and mag reps. Alright. So they had one section, a Knight Styrix painting from the new hobby masterclass book on display.
Okay.
Apparently
cool.
The content is finished, so they're putting it together for production now. Unsurprisingly, a lot of it is about the new Forge World airbrush paints. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, that should be fucking rad. Like, tons of people are getting into airbrushing now.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to have, like, just a dedicated high-level, like, Forge World airbrushing book as well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, I'm not mad at the fact at all that it's going to be just, like, just tricky, like, spray paint techniques.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, field ones cover things like weathering and, like, marking your shit up pretty well, so
yeah, especially the first one. Like, if you want to know how to paint, like, you know, do weathering and all that sort of shit,
mm-hmm.
like Forge World does in a lot of its like ultra realistic stuff. Just get that first Forge. I think it's called Imperial Armor
Masterclass
or
yeah,
something. Just get that first one. The first one is king shit. It's basically like. It's got all of these techniques and stuff that don't use any Games Workshop materials at all. It's all like, you got to go and buy, like, milk sap from a, I don't know, mineral turpentine, and also you've got to get a special herb from a mountaintop. Like, it's got all these fucking just awesome ingredients you'd never think of. Like, what was it? Like, floor polish and shit, and using floor polish with some other thing to make, like, it's just crazy. You just need to get that book and read through it. It's fucking thebomb.com.
Awesome.
Tau Supremacy armor, not 30k, but this thing is sick. It's huge and super bulky. Expect multiple weapon options for the arms and back mounts. Rumored to be a super heavy walker rather than a gargantuan creature.
Fair enough.
Tau. Primarchs. Mentioned on Facebook already, but Perturabo does seem to come with a normal weakling hand for you to use if you don't want to have him with Forgebreaker.
I wonder what it's doing. Like, do you reckon it's clutching something, or is it just like...
Oh, it's just holding it. Like, he's just shreddering someone. It's just hanging there like... Look, I'll show you. It's on the Forge World site.
Oh, so it's just like a limp, like grabbing, like just full on hand. So that's with him.
It's
with
like,
Forge
I can't lift for. I can't fucking carry Ferris Menace's axe for much longer. My wrist's getting sore.
Look at that tubby little fuck face.
It's just a little. Oh, it's little fist.
It's clenched into a little angry man fist.
Yeah. Ah,
I'm furious.
I'm so angry.
I've got strength 7 base fuck face.
Got guns for hands.
Got guns for hands and cybergoth like braids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking crazy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It does look kind of like Dynamo from Running Man. Go and watch fucking Running Man and just wait for the Dynamo scene if you haven't seen Running Man.
Or just go to YouTube and like, just type in Dynamo Running Man.
Yeah.
And just deal.
that was about Perturabo.
Yep.
Alan said that the internet seems to think we're going to have them all done by the end of the year, which I took as a firm commitment to have them done by the end of the year. So there's, only 3 left? Speaking to Simon about how they might approach revisiting the Primarchs already have a model. We may see demon versions of each Primarch, but we're unlikely to see simple alternate progression sculpts for a long while.
Fair enough.
So he reckons they could end up with as many as 3 Horus models. Okay, well, that makes sense.
I can buy that.
It's got to be like Crusader or Horus.
At the moment, everything's basically Crusader, so it's like Crusader Horus.
Horus is wearing like a crown
or
something.
Yeah, Horus slash Warmaster. Horus Plus.
And then there's got to be like like, what, next level fucking...
Like Nagash Horus?
Yeah. Nagash Horus?
Just the Horus where he's just, like, constantly held aloft by beams of ghost energy.
Come here, father! Come face me, my throne room, father! Like, it's just, like, fucking total fucking insane form where his head's all swollen with chaos energy.
Yeah, just, like, swollen and purple, and he's got, like, a massive vein in his forehead, just like...
Father, I just choked Sanguinius to death. I don't know what to do. I think he's dead for real. Father. Yeah, that's the fucking, that's the Horus we all know and love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, so there's three more to go, right? So we've got, what, Dawn hasn't been done?
Alpharius.
Yeah, Alpharius and Korax.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, shit, which one do you want to see next?
Alpharius, for sure.
I really want to see Dawn. I know, like... That seems weird, but fuck, I just can't wait to see what Dawn looks like. He's meant to have, like, a huge mega chainsword.
I've been liking all the sort of Templar theme shit for Imperial Fists a lot. If they just keep that up, if he's got, like, legit knightly armor, massive chainsword.
How big is Dawn's base going to be, too?
Yeah.
Standing on, like, a Warlord Titan's head.
Standing on just, like, the Ordinatus sonic weapon just driven into the ground like a, like an ice cream cone.
He's been stabbed like a tent peg.
Yeah.
Just nailed into the ground. He's standing on top of that. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay. And what about Korax? Korax is going to be like fucking epic, right? Because he's going to have huge wings and shit.
I'm not into Korax.
You're not a Korax man?
Nah. I've never been bought into the Korax mythos. He's just like a shit, like fucking, just cookies and cream version of Nighthaunter.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, he's got, yeah. Yeah, there's some stuff about him where I'm just kind of like, why did he just send all his loyal, like all his Terran dudes to die? Like,
see, what, like a moral problem with him? I like that he's like morally ambiguous and still a loyalist, but I still,
he's watchful, man.
The aesthetic just didn't suit me.
If he's so watchful too, and he has all these agents like Shuriken and shit that are like super ninjas and stuff, How did he not see the heresy coming? Or did he? I don't remember reading about like him ever sort of being like, man, fucking, I'm hearing stirrings. I'm so watchful.
I guess because the heresy was like kicked off by little warrior lodges, right? So you can't just like
sprung on him.
You can't just spy on people going to like underground like Mithras style cult meetings. It's hard. You could be really lucky.
And yeah, I guess. They're not the Alpha Legion.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't just wear people's faces and infiltrate groups, infiltrate other legions.
Yeah, they've got to do just, like, legit shadow hiding and just, you know, all specs. It's not, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now here's the next section, which is Scutari and 30K and Mechanicum models for 40K. So Earlier in the week...
Mm-hmm.
If you type in Horus Heresy Cybernetica...
Oh, this is the cover for the newest Horus Heresy book, right?
Oops, I typed Cyber Erotica. No, I'm just kidding. Where's this picture?
It's still misspelled. It's Cybernetics rather than Cybernetica.
Horus Heresy Cybernetics. Well, that's not the right thing.
You know that famous cybernetics company?
Horus Heresy Cybernetics.
There you go.
Yeah, here we go. So it's like a group of tech marines. Fuck, this is just a close-up. So it's a group of tech marines. Well, just different, like, Astartes from different legions. There's an ultramarine guy.
Well, the Salamander's guy's got a servo arm. Iron Hand's guy is just a Borg man. And the ultramarine just looks like a generic dude with a robotic eye, I guess.
Just a robo-eye.
Yeah, so he's the least Robocop of all of them.
Imperial Fist guy doesn't even have a servo arm. But in any case, in the background,
right,
there's a bunch of fucking Scutari, like from 40K Scutari.
I mean, that makes sense. Like,
like power maces and shit.
The sort of the shock prods, like, that they have.
Yeah.
Shock prods, like the goads.
And the heads are exactly the same as 40K Scutari. So, anyway, this email might fucking illuminate us a bit more.
So what did it say?
Possibility of conversion kits for Scutari or Cataphron servitors mentioned to build 30K equivalents.
That's so cool, especially the Cataphron servitors. Yeah. Imagine them fitted with, like, Volkite weaponry.
Oh, shit, Volkite culverins.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that'd be awesome. That would be good.
All right.
Yeah, just a cheaper, just a BS3 fucking Volkite culverin. So the weapons, etc., for the Scutari would have to be different. and some of their units explicitly didn't exist in the Heresy era. They definitely existed at the time, but they were quite different.
Fair enough.
A lot of talk about porting some of the Mechanicum units over to the 40K, but no commitment on this, as might be expected. Some issues around aesthetics, Castellan versus Castellax, etc.
Yeah, of course.
How could
you feel them both in the field at the same time? Like, imagine having a Castellan robot just surrounded by, like, Castellax.
Just a big bubble man. Oh, bong, bong. A bubble man.
I don't even mind them, just a bubble motherfucker. I don't mind them apart from the fact that their guns are just so ginchy. They look like orc big shooters.
Yeah. Yeah, just the guns are ginchy. The fucking little fuel tank for their guns is ginchy.
Yeah.
They look like they would just float if they fell in fell face first in a lake. They would just float away. Just fall over a fucking, down a creek. Yeah, fall over a waterfall.
Aluminium tin fucking warriors.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. It sounds like when they walk, there would be a hollow metal sound, like boom, boom.
Do you remember that British guy, Mr. Blobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, who was just like a, a green creature with yellow polka dots. Blobby, 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 blobby. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Castellax would just pick them up and be like, fuck you!
Just wrench them apart.
Blobby, yeah, and just pull them in half and shit. Imagine, one of those Castellans just having, coming up against a fucking Thanatar.
Yeah. Yeah, just bowl it over.
Everyone I spoke to would pretty much like to do it at some point, but I get the impression is it's hard for them to work on an Imperial army book these days. Almost all of their resources are on the Heresy.
Fair enough.
Some ideas thrown around, though, things like the Thanatar and Castellax would be relics and would be much more unpredictable than their 30k equivalents. We'll see what happens. Personally, I think it's a no-brainer to sell a lot more models and infuse 40k armies with new possibilities. So,
40k, fuck it anyway.
Yeah, who cares? Why not just take, a fucking... See, the thing about 40k, right, is there's this thing called the warp, and you can go into the warp and come out, 10,000 years in the future and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's explicitly fucking in the background.
Sure.
You can just come out, in the future or in the past.
Happens with, Chaos Space Marine Warbands all the time.
Yeah. And they just think it's, yesterday. They go into some fucking Event Horizon-style just, demon fucking... whatever, demon window?
Deviant, realm?
And they're just shit, what's happening? 10,000 years later, they just, pop out in some fucking inhabited world.
So anyway.
Oh, shit, deploy the Castellax. Must be still at war with that Horus fellow.
Alright, cool.
Okay, the next event is the Open Day in Amsterdam. Whoa. So that would probably be the next opportunity to show some new whips, etc. Fuck, imagine if you worked for Forge World and you're like, yeah, man, it's fucking... We need to have an Open Day in Amsterdam.
For the continent, you know? The continental market?
Yeah, we definitely need to go there and just do some shrooms. Do some heavy shrooms.
Just thinking about the future of this company.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the show...
Yeah.
And you take shrooms and go to the Open Day in Amsterdam...
Write us back.
Tell us a story. And if the story's good enough, you definitely get into the Mortival. Anyway, no dates for the next Horus Heresy weekend yet. That's my action report. If you have any questions, let me know. Awesome.
That was some powerful data.
Thank you for that, Brendan Hickey. That's fucking awesome. Sorry we missed that last show, but... here we go. This is one about Idle and Scream that you can read out if you want.
Yeah, this is from Jason Tick-Tick. So he said, in the fluff, Eidolon, in Book 3, Galaxy and in Flames, does some shit where he spreads his mouth out and screams at some broad and rips her apart. Hence his spray attack. J-Tick.
Excellent. So, we were talking about Eidolon last week, and he has a breath weapon attack.
Yeah, and what level his power screams at. So in Book 3, Galaxy and in Flames, which is pretty early on, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So at that point, he's already got enough of a modulated power shriek to just rip some broad apart. Probably a remembrancer, I guess. Imagine just being a remembrancer, just being so Eidolon, you're a captain of the Emperor's Children. What's your life story?
What happened? Why are you such a surly dickhead?
Mwadib!
Style fucking modulator.
Yeah, just does a weirding wave pulse and just explodes the chest.
Yeah, because Eidolon... Whoop! Was he was basically going to Fabius Bile very, very early on and just going hey dude, can you make me any better using I don't know, secret
voice
secret
modulator
science and shit.
Power implants.
And he's wow, we did get this shit off the lair off the like of a lair on.
J-Tick is saying that he spreads his mouth open, so presumably he does a Robbie Lawler style mouth split.
He splits his own lips.
Yeah, it turns into a predator mouth.
Like one of those dogs from Blade Trinity. One of the, remember the vampires in Blade Trinity?
No, you're thinking of the second Blade movie, Blade 2. They were the ones.
No,
with, like,
also in Blade Trinity, the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah, they both had like mega mouth vampires.
Remember, he's like, "Well, you made a vampire Pomeranian," and it's like a dog that just fucking has does a mouth split.
Also, the hot Dracula has a mouth split feed technique.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you for that, JT.
Yep. It's good. It's added to our knowledge base.
Christian Taft, President Taft's distant relative, has written in.
With a fluff whack?
With a fluff whack. So I've been playing around with the idea of getting some Volkite culverins because Volkite is king shit.
No shit.
And it seems like something Iron Hands would have a fair amount of. That is true.
It's a fair point.
So my test, this is my test list for getting some scary ass Volkite in my army.
Mm.
So 2,000 points, he's got Ortak Mor with the Cyber Familiar.
Sure.
Master of Signals, he's got Spearhead, Centurion, Casterman, Orth, that's right. Good. I imagine he's probably going in the Sikaran battle tank.
Mm-hmm.
A Troop's Choice with 15 TAC Marines, Sarge with Melter Bombs, Power Weapons, blah blah blah. 10 TAC Marines and a Rhino, Vexilla, Sarge, Melter Bombs.
Uh-huh.
5 Gorgon Terminators in a Spartan.
A flare-shielded Spartan.
A heavy support, so yeah, Sikaran.
For Customerman, yep.
And 7 then, heavy support weapon squads with dudes with Volkite charges.
That's pretty good.
An Imperial Bunker with a Void Shield. He needs more Volkite in there, though.
That's only 7 Volkite weaponry. Like, what else can you take?
Where are the Volkite culverins?
Well, there's the Volkite culverins on... Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, no, that must be the, they must be Volkite culverins. He's written Volkite charges, but... Because it's a heavy support squad.
Yeah, so there'd be 7 Volkite culverins there. But you can also take Volkite... What are the ones that are, like, 30 heavy 2?
Oh, the Caliver.
Yeah, that's the Volkite Calivers.
That's the tactical support, though.
It's a pretty good choice. It's still strength 6. Yeah.
But you need to have 2 tactical or 2 troops choices first.
No,
but
fair enough.
2 10-man... That's what what Nate runs, yeah.
Exactly.
2 10-man squads in Rhinos and then a Caliver squad.
And they're quite cheap. 10-man I think the Calivers are in, like, 5 points apiece. On top of the
they are pretty cheap.
Just pretty reasonable.
And they're like heavy too. And their range fucking 30.
So imagine this list, the Master of Signals just hides in the bunker with the Volkite culverins and just hoses things down.
Yeah, just fucking absolutely devastates shit. Here we go. So the plan is to use Ortak Mor's Warlord trait to give the heavy weapons squad preferred enemy infantry.
Yeah, that's good.
And attach the Master of Signals with this Cognis Signum to the squad, so
just
the
like squad is
BS5. And strength 6, rerolling 1s.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding in the squad in the bunker. 32 shots that hit on 2s with rerolls and wound on 2s with rerolls against normal Marines. Which nets about 12 dead Marines a turn with deflag rate.
Brutal.
Cult Militia in the open is just dead.
Just it's dead.
50 dead Militia in a turn with no cover. What do you guys think? I think it's fucking awesome. I'd go a fucking full 10-man squad there.
Mm-hmm. Double it, man. 2 by 10-man squads. Holy fuck, like... Sufficient volume of, like, Volkite fire solves so many questions.
Just 40, like, 80 shots? Mm-hmm. 80 Volkite culverin shots?
Yeah, imagine, I mean, you can sort of tinker with your fortifications to give them reasonably decent protection while they're doing all this bullshit.
Only 8 can fire out of a bunker. That's probably...
No, you're right, but you can take things like barricades attached to them, so you can give them at least, cover save.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of options, basically, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Even just 6 in a bastion, because a bastion can fire, like, there's 2 on 2 sides of a bastion.
Yeah.
Like, up to 6 dudes can fire out.
I mean, it's fine, but I think you're better off going for the dedicated bunkers, just because...
2 bastions.
Bastions do look cool, and they're really tall. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they can have guys, like, on the roof as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or fucking interceptor cannons and shit. So, yeah, I think it's fucking good. He's got a bunker with a void shield. I'd go bastion with a void shield and cut them down to 6.
Yeah.
And they can all fire out. Bastions are fucking sick, man.
Tough call. So, how'd you go on the fluff and the whack scales?
In terms of fluff, whack, I mean, yeah. I don't think it's, like, super fucking win at all costs. I mean, he's got 5 Gorgons in...
Well, 2,000 points, Spartan. He really doesn't have much in the way of anti-tank. There's, like, a Sikaran.
And yeah, the Spartan
has las cannons.
The Spartan's also got, like, 15 crew capacity fucking open.
That's true. I think it's pretty good, but against some lists, like, if you fought someone who was going full knights, for instance, like, holy shit, I think it'd be a drubbing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'd go, like, 5 on the fluff scale, maybe?
Ortak Mor on the wax scale, rather. Sweet. But Ortak Mor is going to be inside the bunker. So.
Mm-hmm. He's very good.
I think you want Ortak Mor fucking doing close combat and shit, though.
Yeah, he's like a warsmith with extra great stats.
Yeah, like strength 5, toughness 5 and shit, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fully cyber.
I'm Ortrock Moore.
Fully Robocop. So, a fluff scale like a 7 or an 8, it's pretty fluffy.
Yeah. Do you know Ortrock Moore has like a huge ship called like the Red Talon?
Yeah, he's like a guy who like begrudgingly accepts like Ferris Manus' dominion over the Legion. I love that. Just a grumbler. Just a real fucking Thane.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He just showed up in Isvan 5 and was like, oh shit, what? Fucking Lord Ferris is already on the planet? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, whoa, holy shit, we must fight our way down. And he tried to fight his way down, just found that he couldn't.
Just got driven off.
Found out Ferris was dead and was like, that's it. Go to ground. Take the Red Talon out of system.
Use the rat lines. Go to Argentina.
Did you know that the Night Lords, last episode we were talking about the Night Lords, they had a ship called the Warlock?
The Warlock. Do you remember the 1982 film Warlock?
Yeah.
Where it's just about Richard O'Brien like hunting fucking a jumping like just magic man.
Yeah.
Through time.
Everybody needs to go and watch the fucking Warlock.
Yeah, watch the film. I think it's from 1982. It stars Richard O'Brien, who's just a guy. He was the fucking doctor in 1992's Dracula. I don't know, fuck. He's been in a bunch of shit. Just see it. It's awesome. Warlock. Yeah. Warlock.
It's fucking radical. Alright, cool. So, oh, and wait, just to go back to this list.
Yes.
So, we come up with like a
final fluff scores? I had some, I reckon so fluff at 7 or 8, maybe even 8.
Yeah.
And I reckon whack is about a 5.
Yep, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Thank you for your email, Christian Taft.
Yeah.
Shout out
to the Taft family.
Oh, David Blumenthal. Send us an email. Great show. Advice, please. Love the show, guys. It's a nice counter to all the systemic bandwagon nerd rage from sweaty fat beards living in their parents' basement.
Whoa.
It's true. We are not sweaty fat beards, and we're not living in our parents' basement.
And we're not part of the system, the systemic bandwagon nerd rage.
That's true.
Yeah.
David Blumenthal knows fucking winners when he hears them. Yeah, we're in my garage at the house that I own, living in my parents' house. I'm currently putting together an aggressive spearhead-style list for my Sons of Horus.
Bitchin'.
I'm going to play them true to the Legion's tactics, just Aaron with Horus, Reavers, go for the throat kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be done with them in a few months, and I'll be moving on to another 30k army, however.
Wow, what a machine.
Mainly because I hate having money. I may turn to prostitution. Hey.
Just do webcam shit, man. It's way safer.
Maybe that can be a segment.
Just jerk off on camera.
What do you mean? Become a cam girl.
Well, I think that's
a cam whore.
I would much rather be a cam whore than be like a streetwalker.
But do you think does any dude can just jack off on camera and make money?
You just have to have a gimmick.
Chicks can.
Yeah, no, you'd have to have something special going for you. Like you'd have to wear a certain mask or No, you just have to have a hook.
What do you mean a certain mask?
I don't know. Like, just make a show of it. Make it theatrical.
Buy one of those horse head masks.
If dudes just jerking it like a dime a dozen, and yet there's still a market for it, you've got to somehow stand out.
There's no market for it, is there?
Of course there's a market for it.
What, dudes jerking it?
Well, just dudes looking for dudes, obviously.
Do you think you'd make more money doing that, being like a cam girl, than doing just full-on prostitution, like David Blumenthal is
involved? I think you'd make less money, but I think it'd be less like psychologically confronting. I think you can just fucking just section it out.
I want to know more about David Blumenthal's idea that him turning to prostitution to fund his heresy addiction could be a segment. So if David Blumenthal's
now actually turned to prostitution, yeah.
I think he has. Well, he's basically saying he's going to. So that can be a segment, David, if you'd like to write in and tell us like
any stories from walking the street.
Yeah, basically just starts off and he's like, yeah, man, it's really awesome. I'm getting like so much shit. I'm going to be able to afford a Warlord Titan soon. And then just like a couple of months in, he's like, oh, man, I've got HIV. I've got so many fucking STDs. I've just got no energy to finish my Warlord. Shit's going to turn bad. Don't turn to prostitution. Do not try. Our official posture on this podcast is do not turn to prostitution to fund your war game hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to concur with that.
Do something else.
Right, steal. Just break into places. Just do ram raids.
Just fucking ram raid shit. Like real men. they will... just to get back. So his next army is going to be Alpha Legion.
Nice.
As he loves everything that Forge World has done with them. I just ignore Abnett's nonsense.
Heresy.
Whoa, what the hell, David?
Yeah, that's Legion is one of the finest books published in the Horus Heresy series.
Is he saying he doesn't like the whole twins idea?
I can buy that. I mean, it does sort of like, it is a, it's a bombshell. Weird. Boom. Surprise. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a long con. Maybe he hates the whole, like, cabal sort of rationale for Ralph.
Oh, Lincoln's yeah. Behavior. Yeah, that is horseshit.
I can kind of see that.
That was basically just Abnett, like, practicing for writing Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly.
Space cabals and shit. Just aliens in space and stuff.
Just like aliens who meet in just space
Infinity
lounges.
Gauntlets and things.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm stuck on, however, is how I'd put together a force that is A, iconically Alpha Legion fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
B, fun to play, but not an embarrassment on the table.
Yep.
C, yet different enough from the Sons of Horus to justify the project. I'd appreciate any observations that you can provide. Keep up the great work. Love and kisses, David. Soon to be Forge World's rent boy.
Oh, so
he's fucking totally gone to prostitution.
What he's implying is he's working directly for Forge World, though, so he's being paid in resin rather than money.
For just, like, under-the-table work?
Yeah, exactly. Just being
She's blowing us away. Keep forgetting to put away at the end. Say away. Okay, so Alpha Legion.
Iconically Alpha Legion fuckery, fun to play, not an embarrassment on the table.
So you've got some strong ideas about this, right?
I would wait until Alpharius drops. Man, like, I think once he drops, people are gonna, there's gonna be an Alpha Legion renaissance because his rules are so crazy pants. He gives everyone who's an Alpha Legionnaire, including like rapier batteries, you know, horse shit like that.
Yeah.
Preferred enemy infantry. For just everyone in your army. How good is that?
Yeah, that's fucking insane. Like, just heavy boulder, like, quad mm-hmm. heavy boulders. Whoa, shit, rear only wants to wound?
Yeah, it's great.
Just doing fantasy style fucking just overpowering fucking hits.
Yeah, just saturation. Overrunning waves of fire.
Yeah.
Even just basic tactical marines, like...
And you can infiltrate them too, right?
So he's got Alpharius himself as scout. If you attach him to a unit that infiltrates, then he can both infiltrate and scout and just get right up in someone's grill. I mean, you can take infiltrate as the Legion mutable tactics as well, you know.
And he's... Basically got, what, like a war scythe from the Necron fucking...
Yeah, like exactly.
AP 1 plus 2 strength or some shit.
The Pale Spear. It's like a ghost spear. It's, yeah, it's strength 6, AP 1, Armor Bane as well.
Oh, it's Armor... Yeah, so it's just a war scythe.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Fucker. What up, fuckers? Got this from a tomb world.
It's just a narrow slice of unreality. Yeah, so wait for Alpharius to drop and then have a think about that. Think about, like, doing, rather than sort of Horus-style teleport deep strikes, like infiltrate-slash-scout-style redeploys and first-turn plasma barrages and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a Mechanicum Land Raider, not a Mechanicum Land Raider, a Proteus with a Explorator away.
Yeah.
So take mutable tactics, infiltrate, put a Legion support squad with plasma guns in the Proteus with the Explorator array. They can infiltrate. And then they can scout as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then hop out and then just hose dudes down with plasma.
Yeah, that's fucking sick. Yeah, explore. Yeah. Ugh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Can they actually do that?
Can they infiltrate? Because I don't think they can take it as a dedicated... they probably can't take it as a dedicated transport, unfortunately.
The plasma team? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm. I won't be able to take a Phobos.
Still.
Or any kind of Land Raider, I guess. But you can still do it with a Rhino. Okay?
Yep, of course.
Which is pretty good. Won't get scout.
No, that's true.
So yeah, Alpharius is pretty decent too. He's not like a fucking total slouch.
I really like him. I think attaching him to another great thing to do with Alpha Legion that's pretty fuckericious is taking a Legion Pravian and giving him like one or two Castellax, because they get the Alpha Legion rules and being able to infiltrate your Castellax on the board. If Alpharius is on the board with Castellax as well, the Castellax get preferred enemy.
Oh, shit. Is that true?
Yeah, because they count as having the Legionist ideas, Alpha Legion rule.
Oh, that is fuckery.
Uh-huh.
Imagine with Dark Lances.
Yeah, preferred
enemy. Sorry, Dark Fire Cannons.
Mm-hmm. And then just in close combat as well. It's pretty mega.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, fuckery aplenty abounds in Alpha Legion. And just get all the branded shit too. Get like the awesome Contemptor. Give him something radical.
Yeah, the Contemptor's fucking shit hot. We've mm-hmm. talked about it a few times, like, how fucking just incredible it looks.
Just two wrestling fists is great.
Just drag you down!
Or a Mortis Contemptor for an IDR cover.
Just that body using, twin carries mm-hmm. would look fucking sick as shit.
Yeah.
So good. yeah, Lernians are fucking awesome, but obviously wait till their models come out. Yeah. Headhunters, wait till their models come out. I don't think I'd start Alpha Legion until I saw
at least Altharius drop, and maybe Lernians as well.
Yeah. So, according to that email previously, before the end of the year.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Oh, and then, of course, just using, like, the fucking Legion rules where they can get, like, Tank Hunter or Infiltrate or whatever, army-wide, and then just infiltrating a whole shitload of fucking, just rapiers and stuff, right in people's flanks and things like that.
Exactly. Like, always just think about making an army where you can make use of maybe at least Infiltrate and Tank Hunter, because they're really the two best mutable tactics rules.
Yeah.
The other ones can be okay sometimes, but generally you'll want one of those two.
It's pretty good. I think Alpha Legion are really powerful for something like campaign days and stuff where you've got a whole bunch of different scenarios.
Sure.
Because once you've got the scenario, you can be like, okay, so what's the best way to fucking just execute the mandate? Mm-hmm. Well, if I infiltrate, they have to put their whole stupid army down and then I get to surround them and just infiltrate all my shit fucking wherever I want.
Uh-huh.
Or if they, oh, what, you're running a Solar Auxilia army? Okay, well, I might just take Tank Hunter and, like, all my shit.
And just crouch.
Yeah.
Crouch and fire.
Yeah. I think rapiers are, like, really powerful for Alpha Legion.
Right? Cheap, too, yeah. So, like, a rapier laser destroyer is, like, what, 55 points?
Yeah.
And if you take Altharius and Tank Hunters as the mutable tactics, you can do some just terrible carnage. I think it's not actually preferred enemy infantry he grants. I think he grants preferred enemy everything.
Oh, does he?
I'm not 100% sure. So I think it works on the...
Have you seen the fucking crazy helmet? Do you think he'll be the first Primarch who's wearing a helmet?
Well, I can imagine there being an option for helmet on, helmet off. It's pretty wacky. I kind of expect to see a bare-headed Altharius, but...
Can't show his face, man. So
mystique.
Yeah, all models with Legion Astartes Alpha Legion special rule in the same army as Altharius gain the preferred enemy everything special rule.
So it is everything.
While he is on the table.
So Rapier Laser Destroyers can just like, oh, that's amazing.
But he has to be on the table and be revealed.
So they're hitting on threes. That's
fucking insane.
Rerolling ones.
Yeah.
And then rolling two dice for penetration, picking the highest because it's ordnance.
Yeah.
And then rerolling that because it's Tank Hunters.
Yeah. Oh, dude, just imagine taking five Castellax with just the basic Mauler ball cannons and targeters.
Hitting so on threes, rolling ones.
Rolling ones, wounding on twos, rolling ones.
Yeah, you're taking targeters as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they get negative one cover saves then. Just fucking imagine five of them just standing like on the top of a cliff, and there's just like a whole bunch, like a just at some sort of military fucking bullshit base down in like the valley. And there's just dudes running around just like, oh shit, we're under fire. And it's just five Castellax with Mauler cannons just going like, fuck y'all. Firing like, just five of them firing heavy, just fucking dense penetrator rounds.
Just ultra dense, like tungsten, like fucking full jackets.
Yeah, because imagine like that thing fires around like three rounds per turn. And each one of them could just punch through an Astarte and fucking just kill it like with nothing. Like,
three rounds per turn is faster than the fire. It's as fast as a heavy bolt of fires.
Yeah.
Which is fast as fuck.
Yeah, and each one of those rounds can just punch a fucking Astarte through the chest and just kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking just while he's where he stands.
That's awesome.
So fucking cool to imagine that. And then there's an Alpha Legion dude just and like, Altharius has fucking programmed them specially to fucking like hate everything. So they're firing better than ever before. Yeah, that's fucking sick. B, fun to play, but not embarrassment on the table, and C, yet different enough to the Sons of Horus to justify the project. Yeah, so it sounds definitely. Like his Sons of Horus, he's got just Darren with Horus and that sort of thing. Reavers sort of running around, whereas I imagine, like, Alpha Legion is more about just, like, just trapping people to represent the Alpha Legion have caught you in a trap. That's that's what the infiltration is, obviously. Like,
exactly.
Oh, now you're fucking surrounded. Or now, like, there's an entire, just a forced flank, and their entire army has to slowly turn to face you while they're just blasting into your flank, just fucking you.
Just chewing away, like, half your army.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just tank under las cannon teams, like, plasma cannon teams and shit. Yeah, that's fucking sweet. Imagine plasma cannon teams with preferred enemy everything.
Mm-hmm. Ain't bad.
Reroll ones to wound. Oh, you got some Castellax? Nice.
I really like the Heresy plasma cannon models. They're super industrial looking.
Yeah.
Can really get behind them.
Yeah. Plasma cookers.
Mm-hmm.
Cookers.
Sun guns.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, David Blumenthal, for that email. Please do not become a rent boy at Forge World.
Cool.
Oh, shit, look, we just got an email through just like...
At 11:12 p.m.
Just recently.
All right, do you want to read it out?
So it's from somebody called Jason Flint.
Flint the Dwarf at hotmail.com.
#LadyHardForHeresy. Hi, IFRS gang. I'm writing in from the wilds of Virginia in the United States, home of all variety of knockoff brand Sasquatches, dinosaurs that time forgot, and south of Jersey Devils.
Interesting.
I know you guys get bombarded with emails, so I'll try to keep it short-ish. Love the podcast so far, especially what ended up a short book review of Horus Rising in the Genocide episode.
Everyone loves Genocide. Holy shit.
You should totally review more of the Horus series like that with your hella unique take on events. I'll admit, I don't listen to the podcast while I'm painting.
What a thought, criminal.
But I do keep a bunch of episodes on my iPod so I can listen while I'm at work. While I work out. Your dulcet tones and good-natured jackassery have carried me through many sets of heavy squats and deadlifts, so thanks for that. Also wanted to say that we really appreciate the couple of really positive shout-outs you've given us at the Boulder and Chainsword forums.
Cool.
I'm actually one of the moderators for Age of Darkness boards. Tim, I think we actually chatted a couple of times near when the podcast initially kicked off. Oh, yes, we did, yes. And we always enjoy hearing when the other board freighter are enjoying the experience. Secondly, I don't have a list nailed down for Fluffwhack review yet, but I did want to run a concept by you to make fun of or praise as appropriate.
Sick.
First and foremost, I'm a huge World Eaters fangirl. Loved hearing Angron on the show, by the way. I can't look at my own Angron mini now without thinking of all the substance abuse and crying babies that must go on in his downtime. That's true. Angron's fucking toots out of control.
Yeah, he's a fucking dark character.
He's just like, yeah, he's the, what does Michael always call him? The fucking scumbag Steve of the Heresy.
Mm-hmm. It's just a constant fucking Linkin Park soundtrack blasting in his head at all times.
Linkin Park.
These wounds, they will not heal. Yeah, he's just a fucking...
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did it all for the noogie. but I always wanted a dark... back to the email.
Yep.
But I always wanted a dark AdMech component as well, so that I can use tons of fun automata and evil allied knights.
Evil allied knights, just like the Chaos Knight.
Evil allied knights.
I love that.
Huge fucking heat beams.
Evil knight.
Or evil. Just fucking like coming out of Cross of Evil is the evil allied knights. So my idea was to build a slice of the 12th Legion. That held super close ties to the Mechanicum, incorporating plenty of Forge Lords, Pravians, and lots of heavy armor.
Yeah, rad.
The Veterans and Terminators will incorporate a ton of Iron Hands parts just to show that they've been pieced together, back together over the decades of high attrition campaigning, and are now essentially drug-fueled, psychopathic Terminator bots. Excellent.
I'm feeling it.
I've already got 2 Spartans, 2 Phobos Raiders, and a Typhon to create the list. And I'm hard at work converting some unique Castellax to Terminator bots. Psychopathic Terminator bots. I've already got 2 Spartans, 2 Phobos Raiders, and a Typhon to create the core of the list. And I'm hard at work converting some unique Castellax to accompany my Pravian using the torsos from the Forge World models and the limbs from the Castellan robots.
It's mind-blowing.
Whoa, torsos from the Forge World model.
The Castellans have longer arms, I think. They're like Robbie the Robot style, like graspers.
Yeah.
The clamps.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to be fucking crazy.
I like the idea of just like anti-personnel clamps.
Just picking men up and just fucking crushing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're talking about Ferris Manus' servo arm.
Yeah, that beginning of a combat, he'll just lift a man aloft and do some like hardcore fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Get around to it later on. Just grind him into paste.
Yeah, so World Eaters fucking just like
Max
World
Tech.
Eaters Forge World, yeah, it's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that, yeah.
They don't get much from the Pravian, because they get the World Eaters Legion rules, which gives them potentially rage, which they already have.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But it's still pretty radical.
Furious Charge or something as well, right?
True.
They could get that. Strength 7. That's not too shabby.
Uh-huh.
Here's a link to a couple of my 12th Legion picks on my image shack.
Oh,
so,
blowing up. Let's do Castellan slash.
Yeah, we only literally got this email through while we were recording, so.
Yeah, this is all a genuine surprise.
Imagine if we just kept reading and it was like, by the way. Oh, yeah, see those Castellan. Yeah, that actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it gives them a bit more heft in the arms.
So it's a Castellax with a Darkfire cannon. And, like the
Castellan legs and arms.
Castellan hands.
It's cool.
Yeah, that is fucking sweet. Here's some more. Oh, so there's a Forge Lord.
Yeah, that's rad. I like the just grim medieval helm.
Yeah, massive chain axe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same photo.
Yeah, you just opened the same photo thrice. There was a Khan as well, I think.
Yeah.
Go back to the initial email. And then, yeah, just grab it.
Clicking around like an idiot. Yeah, links to the same... it's the same...
Forge Lord.
But, yeah, that's fucking sick. Anywho, keep up the great work. Looking forward to all the new episodes to come. Also, sorry I had to modify your official hashtag a bit, but it wouldn't work anatomically otherwise. Jason Flint, a.k.a. Flint13 on Boulder and Chainsword. P.S. If I'm cool enough to pick up a musical interlude, could we go with Never Be Good or Song Number 1 by Cerebro? It's a little different from the super heavy stuff you bros normally go with, but it's an awesome band. Essentially, what if Michael Jackson fathered a baby with every one of the Pussycat dolls to form some sort of just adult pop rock super baby? Also, they have a bunch of crazy hot Russian chicks. A bunch of crazy hot Russian chicks.
Did you hear the theory that Michael Jackson was castrated by his father when he was like 5?
What?
Yeah, it explains all of his like psychopathology.
Whoa.
It's the idea that he was just deballed at like 5, essentially a modern day castrati. You know how they used to do that in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, yeah. Do I ever?
Yeah, so basically his dad, the elder Jackson, just castrated him and was like, "You'll be a beautiful angel forever, boy."
What, is he like a surgeon?
He just did it
like in the fucking.
He probably went to a vet or something.
Yeah, I want to bring my son in and have him castrated. Jesus.
You do it to a sheep all the time, right? It can't be that difficult.
Just
to make the old ball tie off, you know?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I'm pretty sure it's illegal. I guess highly illegal. Even in the fucking 70s or whenever the fuck. When was that shit? The 60s, 70s?
But that's it. It's like a dark secret at the heart of this fame empire.
Right. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to play play one of these songs. Which one? Song number one?
Or Never Be Good. Let's go Never
She'd
Be Good.
She listed two.
Yeah.
Should we go with her first choice or her second one?
First choice because it sounds more like something. It's like...
She also said that one first.
Okay, it's Kanye 2.
Okay.
This Cerebro.
So we're going to play Never Be Good by Cerebro.
Spelled... S-E-R-E.
Cerebro.
Cerebro. All right.
We're going to play that, and then we're going to come back with our middle segment, which is called Animal Primarch Fights. So, Never Be Good by Cerebro.
Try this one. To be strong.
Okay, welcome back to the Eye of Horus podcast. Now, we have a very special presentation for you, which is called Animal Primarch Fights. Now, we should preface this by saying that we were going to get up really early tomorrow morning and record an interview with some people from England.
The Painting Illuminati.
Yeah, the Painting Illuminati. About the MK painting workshops that are going to be in Australia.
Right, early next year, I think.
Yeah, but unfortunately they had to cancel. So we were gonna that was going to be the middle segment. But luckily we're resourceful fellows, and we came up with a segment on the fly, which is called Animal Primarch Fights.
So what it basically is just a series of scenarios in which a Primarch is confronted with a threat from the natural world.
Yeah, because the natural world that we live in is a good reference point for judging the the power.
The relative martial prowess of just super jacked future men.
Exactly.
It's true, and it's also relevant to their early upbringings and lives, because all of them just crush into variously hazardous worlds, ranging from Lionel having to fight just wilderness beasts, like manticores, chimeras.
Griffins.
Just griffins.
Griffin pecked my wife to death. You need to help me, Lionel.
Various heraldic beasts. To Sanguinus having to fight radiation scorpions.
Yeah. Just fight his way through rad storms with his wing and his wings to protect him.
Yeah.
Punch fucking cars. Just
so we've come up with a bunch of different scenarios in which Primarchs find themselves, and I guess they're picked to be specifically interesting or close ones, you know, but there's a bit to actually talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Most people understand how strong a lion is, right? So as an indication, for those of you who've never watched a nature documentary before, fucking first of all, go and watch some fucking insane, gnarly nature documentaries. Then come back and listen to the rest of this, because then you'll be able to judge the strength of something. So, a lion could just easily fuck you up, bro. If you're listening to this right now, a lion can easily fuck you up.
Yeah, you can't gun cutter and just defeat a lion in combat.
Yeah, so who's a huge fucking Mega Man?
Hulk Hogan.
A lion would kill Hulk Hogan, but what about Anderson Silva or someone like that. Cain Velasquez.
It would have just battered him with a colossal paw. It's essentially
a male lion, an adult male lion, couldn't beat a UFC fighter. That's probably the case, right?
It's like a cat monster. There's nothing you can do to protect yourself against something that would just weigh so much and can just launch at you using just cat physiology.
Yeah, so they're just total destroyers. So anything more powerful than a lion can easily fucking kill any fucking man. So that's a good reference point. So let's start with some scenarios. Now, are we going to choose how about one of us chooses a Primarch?
Okay.
And then the other one chooses a beast.
A condition for it to happen in.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to choose the Primarch?
Yeah, I'll go with Rogal Dawn.
Rogal Dawn. All right, so Rogal Dawn versus animals. I want to do something. Okay, so here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that Rogal Dawn, right, is drugged and captured by the Night Haunter.
Okay.
And then, did you ever read the book 1984 in school?
Yeah.
Do you know how at the end of it, O'Brien, the interrogator, knows that the greatest fear of Winston, the main character, is rats?
Yeah.
So he puts his head in a rat cage.
Yeah.
And just has a door, which is just fucking. Fucking get on board, Winston. We'll open the rat door.
Open the fucking rat door.
So do you reckon if you had if Nighthaunter had put Rogal Dawn in the rat cage and released all rat doors, could Rogal Dawn fight them off and survive using his mouth and biting at them as they came close?
Just rats.
Powerful rats.
What about Necromundan giant rats, from Necromunda?
Yeah, they're sort of the future sort of rats. But then
more powerful, a cat level.
Yeah,
rat?
A cat size rat, a darting.
If a rat gets the size of a cat, is it as powerful as just a cat?
I think it's less powerful than a cat because it isn't a specific hunting beast.
Okay, so what if it was cats? What if Rogal Dawn could just bite a cat to death easily? That's all I'm saying, and he could bite four or five. But if you just kept forcing more cats in there, you're just gonna fucking gum him up until he just suffocates. He can't just he can't just eat them. Oh, well, maybe he could. Could a Primarch eat enough? How many cats could a Primarch eat? Well, how many cats could Rogal Dawn eat? That's the most important question.
Rogal Dawn could eat 24 cats.
All right, that's exactly the kind of answer that we're looking for. Okay, well, that one's solved. So you get to name a Primarch.
Okay, I'll name a Primarch. Let's go with Lionel.
Lionel Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine if Lionel Johnson, right, he's going down to a planet. He can only take a small unit of just like Astartes with him, like five or six or something, right?
Right.
On the way down, fucking his Storm Eagle runs into like a squall, a gale, a blowing gale, a blizzard or something.
A magno storm.
Oh shit, Storm Eagle's fucking crashing. We're losing energy. Danger to manifold. Goo, crashes down in a fucking, just like a death swamp. And there's so much mud and shit, like, because it's just like a massive, like, tidal plane or some shit like that, just all mud and shit.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking like, oh, fuck. And, like, only, like, him and, like, one or two other Astartes survive. And they're fucking, there's so much mud, they're just, like, fucking power armor keeps getting, like, gummed up. So they're just like, we have to fucking take our power armor off. Doesn't matter, there's no enemy around. Take our boulders. And several days, so they're, like, fucking miles from anywhere, right? No one knows where they are.
Yeah.
Storm Eagle's fucking totaled. So 5 or 6 days of just, like, crossing, like, endless mud plains.
Endless bogs.
And, like, an enormous, like, a saltwater crocodile, basically. Like, an enormous one. You know, like a fucking 6-meter-long crocodile. Comes just, like, grabs Lionel Johnson by the leg.
Yeah.
And just starts pull him into deep water and starts death rolling him. What does he do? Does he survive that?
He just immediately does like fucking Travis Brown style hunting elbows.
Do you reckon he could pull himself up though? If it's already just like, it's spinning, it's tearing his leg off. Yeah, it's like it's death rolling.
It depends whether he can free himself from the death roll. He has to like reach down and prise the drills apart, which I think he's strong enough to do, but he has to react quickly. He can do it.
Or just twist his fucking leg off?
Yeah, he can fight like a 6-meter long crocodile.
It'd
injure him badly. Like, it'd lacerate him.
So yeah.
It might, like, fucking break his ankle or something, but he'd just Primarch heal it.
How many crocodiles would it take to kill him? Like, if he fell into a crocodile pit?
Like a dozen big salties.
And they were hungry?
Yeah.
They managed to stretch him out? They got a crocodile in each one of his limbs and held him out open. Like Starry Guild, and then the other ones can just like bite at his fucking belly and shit.
Just fleshy areas.
Just death roll off fucking chunks of his sides.
Yeah, if they're intelligent crocodiles who are like controlled by a central power, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, fucking crocodiles are pack animals, aren't they?
I don't know.
No, I don't think they are. Okay, cool. Well, that one's solved. So, how about a very young but steel-handed Ferris Manus?
Oh, interesting. Young but still steel-handed Ferris Manus. So very young. So like what, teen Manus? When does he get his silver hands? Really quite soon.
I'm not sure if it's ever really explained.
No, he fights like a giant silver dragon thing. It's on his planet at some point.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pretty soon.
Yeah, but it's just like, some say that he was fighting fucking dragon or something.
So here's the scenario.
Yeah.
Ferris Manus is like psychologically troubled, right?
So, well known.
So what he does to sort of like meditate and calm himself is he like plunges into like an Arctic Ocean type equivalent, just like a fucking icy, just an icy Arctic Ocean.
I need to cool off.
And he just does a deep dive. You know how people do free diving?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a sport
yeah.
Where they just like go down as far as possible.
Yeah.
And they can do like 100 foot. He's a Primarch with like Primarch physiology, so it can be like and do like 100 foot like deep dives.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So what if during one of these deep dives, on his return, when he's getting like close to the surface, like 100 foot away, and he's getting short of breath because he's been so, so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And so far down.
And he's so heavy too because of his metal
he's
hands.
He's like...
Just must
like,
get up.
He's
just
only,
like...
Yeah, he's only just buoyant, so he's got to use like just huge leg kicks.
Yeah,
to,
he's got
to
kick. Like.
All right, so at that point, he's attacked by a crew of like 20 leopard seals. They just surge, like...
Yeah, 20. 20 fucking... Dude, like, leopard seals can grow up to, like, 12 feet long. They're, like, fucking huge. 20 of them would just easily kill a Primarch while he's swimming.
If you can just grab them with his metal hands, you can just squeeze their heads and crush them. Like, they're still...
Yeah, but he's got to fucking get to the surface. They're just going to, like, tear off his fucking... Just legs.
Just drag him.
Like, remember that, you know, that new Rambo one? The one where he kills all the dudes with, like, a 50 cal for the last 40 minutes?
Yeah, right.
Remember when they, like, sneak into the, I don't know, whatever it is, Burmese fucking army dude, like, warlord dude's base.
Right.
And there's a guy just hanging in a tree and it's just, like, feet have been eaten off by pigs. That's where Ferris Manus would come out. He'd be like, he'd also need fucking, like, iron legs as well. They'd have to give him fucking bionic legs. Leopard seals are fucking no joke, bro.
All right, I'm pretty satisfied with that answer.
Yeah, they're fucking huge.
Easily
a dozen. All right.
I should pick a Primark.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Let's try something intense. Let's go for an intense one.
Hmm.
Let's go Horus.
Horus.
And the situation that Horus is in, his lifestyle, is he's just been found by the Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, going to find himself, so he goes on, like, vision quests.
Yeah.
So he goes on a vision quest on just, like, a just a medieval Earth analog-type planet with just, like, simple traveler's robes and, like, a fucking a traveling sword.
So, like, a gap year.
Yeah, he takes, like, a gap.
All the Primarchs took gap years.
He takes a gap year to, like, to, like, a space, like, Renaissance Spain.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm with you.
And just, like, you know, goes into the wild, tries to encounter beasts.
Space Renaissance Spain. Wait. So, okay. He goes into the wilds to just confront wild beasts. why did he do this?
It's part of the vision quest. There's something that he has to, like, uncover in, like, a secret cave. What kind of, like, beasts he might have come across in, like, this verdant forest.
What's Lord Horus doing? Yeah. He's looking into a local mystery. Okay, yeah.
He's following up on some data. That...
So he's just on his gap year. Mm-hmm. He goes to stay at a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
He overhears at lunch, like, oh, have you heard about the fucking...
The great beast of the... Like, what is it?
The woods.
Yeah, is it
or
like...
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, can it actually, like, challenge just, like, Sword Horus?
And Horus is just like, local fools! Do you not know that fucking all Xenos must be exterminated?
Yeah.
But it's not, like, maybe it's not Xenos. Maybe it's something with an ancient heritage from old Earth. What,
like,
is it?
What could it possibly be?
I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe, like, a mastodon. Like, an actual furry, like, furious mastodon. It's been, like, wounded by, like, a hunter's arrow, which has gotten infected, so it's just a maddened mastodon.
Oh, yeah, it's got, septic. Septic mastodon. what do you think Horus is going to do? Just run up and grab it by the trunk and just, like, swing it around in circles, throw it over a mountain? That's what fucking Vulcan would have done.
Well, what Horus would do is run up, you know, grab the trunk, pull it taut, and just do, like, a sword hack. Like, just detrunk it.
Oh, you can't detrunk it. That's fucking horrible. No, you can't detrunk. You couldn't get close enough to detrunk it because its fucking tusks would just impale
it'd
you.
It would thrash you, right?
Yeah, it'd just knock you flat, or it'd just impale you.
So what do you think it has to do? Just, like, cut its ankles?
To kill a fucking mastodon.
Yeah, how do you kill...
He couldn't do it with his bare hands. What's he going to do? Like, climb... The only way he could do it, right, is he'd have to... If he was completely just bare-handed, like... What was he wearing? Traveler's robes?
He's a sword, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay, he's got a sword. Yeah, well, he could possibly maybe climb up onto its back using the sword to just, like... just dig climb it. Dig climb it, crawl down its spine towards its head...
Yeah.
And just try and, like, hammer the sword into its fucking skull.
Oh, like those like chisels they have to kill, like, rogue elephants.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, and then just, like, slam the sword into its skull and then just do, like, just, like, just pound, like, fist pound it.
Just hammer fist it closed.
And you just drill it into its skull.
Makes sense.
That's only if he's got a sword, though.
Yeah, he does.
He's barehanded.
He's no fucking fool.
Horus is always armed, that's true. He's got the fucking, he's like a gutter fighter as well. Maybe he would fucking try and detrunk it then. He's meant to have, like measured cruelty as well.
Yeah, so detrunking an animal is a movie you can like, appreciate.
Yeah, so maybe just try and, like, cuddle its hamstrings.
Yeah.
And it's just thrashing around. Because, like, imagine trying to, like, hack climb up it while it's, like, running around. Or it can just, like...
Brush you against, like, good places and shit like that. Just scrape you off.
Brush you up against a whole bunch of cactuses. Yeah, exactly. You don't know, like, not even a Primarch could survive getting fucking dragged through some poisonous cactuses by a mastodon. Okay.
Do you want to pick a Primarch?
Yeah, I've got a whole fucking scenario for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so.
Yes.
This is a young Conrad Kurz.
All right.
Like, he's already kind of, like, you know how he's just, like, all fucking grim and shit.
Is he, like, has he conquered Nostromo? Or is he, like...
Yes, he's conquered Nostromo at this point. He's back. Actually, the Emperor has already found him.
Yeah.
And sent him back to Terra for more... Because, like, you know how they all had a gap year on Terra and stuff?
Yeah.
So the Emperor has sent him back to Terra. He turns up in Terra. And he's just like, yeah, I'll just... You know, this place sucks. You know, it's fucking bullshit. I just fucking, you know... I want to go fucking punish some people. There's so many humans in this galaxy that need to be fucking punished without remorse. And then, like, a Imperial page is like, ah, Lord Kaz, would you care to inspect the Imperial Zoo? And he's just like, I don't know. And they're like, it has animals from old Earth, like, that we found, like, kept in cryopreservation in the... fucking, I don't know, Kuiper Belt or some shit. And they're like, what? And he's like, animals from old Earth, okay. So he goes to, like, the Imperial Zoo, right?
Yeah.
And he's just, like, just basically, like, gains access to the Ape House. Do you think that Conrad Kurz, if he tried to enter, like...
The Ape House.
He tried to enter, like, basically, like a zoo area that has 20 to 24... like, just a whole group of fucking chimpanzees.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that, like, Conrad Kurz could just kill, like, 20 fucking wild chimps? And bear in mind that a chimp is way stronger than a person.
Is he barehanded?
Yeah, he's barehanded. Yeah, he's just fucking walking around the Emperor's, like, the zoo. He's just gone to the zoo, dude. No one goes on to a zoo. Not even a fucking Primarch. Not even Horus takes a sword to the zoo. No one takes a sword to the zoo.
So Conrad Kurz.
It's a statement if you take a sword to a zoo.
He's just totally unarmed, and he just breaks into the Ape House.
Yeah.
Just on just shady business.
Well, he's just like, okay, he's at the Ape House, and you know how they have like a high wall or something like that?
Mm.
He's just leaning over, and he's got like an Astraman. It's Nostromo, the planet he's from, right?
Yeah.
He's got like an Astraman like necklace that was given to him by like fucking the one person that he ever cared about that he saved their life of on Nostromo.
Sure.
Like a young girl or something.
Right.
And he's leaning forward looking for the chimps, and the necklace slips off and falls down into the chimp pen.
So he's like, Jesus, I've got to go down there.
I have to go down there and get it. So he just like fucking vaults it, falls down, slides down the edge. It's a smooth edge, so the apes can't climb out, obviously. And then he's just like, okay, I'm down here. Sees the necklace, gets it, and then when he looks up, there's just like an ape is sort of just like, you know how they do that creepy like four-legged walk? And he's like, oh shit. And then just like more of them appear. And they're like, ah, ah, like just start, you know, just ape howling and shit and screaming. Like he's intruding on their area, and they can sense that there's something wrong with him.
I think he can do it. He'll get bitten really badly, I think, throughout the course of the encounter. Because what I have to do is just, like, do things like dogfighting techniques by, like, you know, like, giving your arm to, like, a bunch of, like, chimps to come and seize it. Because it's like a Primarch arm. He can just, like, put a bait arm out, and then as they, like, latch on and try and tear it off, he can just deliver, like, just killing punches, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, a full Kurz punch should be able to, like, explode a chimpanzee skull, though? Right? I think, right?
I don't know.
I feel like it should be able to.
Chimps are, like, so strong, dude. Like, they can fucking tear off people's faces, like, noses and shit. There was, like, remember that fucking...
They're not that heavy. You can just throw them around. I just throw them, like, against walls and shit.
Yeah. What do you think's more powerful, like, a chimp or a fucking, what are those, a baboon?
Like a chimp definitely is more
chimp
powerful.
Chimp pride or a baboon pride? Well, which one would
you usually get more baboons in a group? Like you can have baboon groups that are up to 100 strong or something like that. Like, yeah, there's this huge like baboon mini cities. So I think in just sheer numbers, I would be more terrified.
Oh yeah,
of
like
that.
Those cliff dwelling fucking baboons in Africa. Yeah, right. Okay. Mm. All right. Well, you think you can beat them, and that's by using a bait arm.
It's by using a bait arm like, and like
focus firing,
focus firing skull crack punches.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
All right. Yeah, it holds water. It definitely holds water.
All right, I have a brief scenario for you to consider.
Yeah.
So this is again a gap year scenario.
Yeah. Okay.
This is when Fulgrim is back on Terra and is just like being introduced for the first time to like the wonders of Terran culture and sophistication.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he's meeting with Malkador the Sigilite. In like a Romeo and Juliet style balcony.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Like they're both standing there, like having like a private conference.
Yeah, okay.
And Malkador,
Fulgrim's probably got some stuff to tell him.
Yeah. Malkador, for some fucking, like, arcane reason, decides to, like, test the young Primarch. And what he does is he summons, like, a... He summons, like, a highly trained Peregrine Falcon to try and swoop in and pluck out Fulgrim's eye before he can react and, like, seize it and cast it away. Can Fulgrim grab the Peregrine Falcon as it's doing a mega swoop, like a...
Like a full-speed fucking...
Like a 100-kilometer, like, bird dive.
Falcon strike.
Mm-hmm. To prevent it from just going, like...
But he's got it, like... He could, but, like, it couldn't just fly into the front of his face. Like, it'd have... Like, Fulgrim would have to be looking up. So you're like, at the last minute, like, the hawk would have to be coming, or the bird would have to be coming, like, the swift bird would have to be, like, at just maximum fucking dive speed, like, a wingsuiting in.
Yeah.
And then Malkador, at the last minute, has to be like, Fulgrim, is that the fucking, is that Orion's belt? And then, like, Fulgrim just turns, and then it's just like, eye snatch.
I think it could come in on a bit of an angle. It could have a curved descent, maybe, a little bit. It was a super, like, attack falcon.
Yeah. Whooshing. Do you think they can just snatch eyeballs off things, though?
I don't know.
Because if there was a bird that could do that, fuck, that would be just, like, totally terrifying. Because, like, deer and shit just wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, no, deer, that's true. Cows, just, like, sheep. Just giant, stupid animals, or horses and shit.
Just moo and, like, wave their heads from side to side.
Zebras.
Don't snatch my eyeballs.
Camels. Anything with, like, initiative two.
Yeah, you're right.
Pigs and stuff, they would just all just get eye snatched.
Well, see, what do you reckon? Could he, like, stop it before he got eye snatched?
I think that the hawk could probably, like, try and snatch his eye. What would it do with, like, a claw or like, a peck?
Good question. I think, like, a peck bite. I think, like, an open plunge claw that's, like...
No, it wouldn't be able to pull it out. I reckon it'd be so stringy. Like a Primarch's eyeball would be so stringy, it'd just grab it with its claw and it'd just slip off, and it might just tear the eye a bit. It's a Primarch, it'd probably just, like, regrow.
Yeah, imagine if it just tore the eye apart. And you
just
know how,
tore,
like,
the cornea off or something.
Yeah, it just, like, flushes red. He just gets, like, a hideous disfigurement. I kind of feel like it might be able to catch it in time. Just do, like, a sort of bird seize.
Fulgrim gets shot in the side of the head with, like, a needle rifle by that Shuriken dude.
Needle rifle's a lot faster than the bird.
Just hits him in the side of the head and doesn't kill him.
Hmm.
So if it's, like, a needle rifle can't shoot through a Primarch's skull, then that... makes me believe that an eyeball would be just, like, impervious to a hawk.
Was that partially demonic Fulgrim? Or not?
A swift bird.
Or was that...
No, this is, like...
Gapier Fulgrim.
Yeah, this is right before he just, like... No, it's not Gapier Fulgrim. Definitely not. Shuriken was probably alive during Fulgrim's Gapier, too. Imagine if that was the case. Anyway. Anyway, that's solved. That's definitely solved. Okay. Here's a very quick scenario.
All right.
Have you heard of a thing called Megalania?
No, is it a giant sloth?
No, Megalania is a Australian fucking megafauna.
Okay, so it's
like an enormous goanna.
Wow.
See down there?
Oh, okay, it's the largest one, it's 3B.
That's like, that. Each one of those squares is a meter, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 meters long. Like an enormous fucking giant megalania. Look, see that?
Yeah.
Like an enormous Komodo dragon, but like fucking bigger.
Yeah.
Fed mostly upon medium to large sized animals, including any of the giant marsupials.
Wow.
Like Diprotodon. So it could fucking, this thing is like an enormous lizard that could take down a Diprotodon, which is like a huge, like, I don't know, fucking camel or some shit.
A huge power camel. Yeah, it's a marsupial powerful camel.
Yeah.
Hippopotamus size, like marsupial camels.
Yeah. Closest surviving relatives of Diprotodon are wombats and koala. But wombats and koala aren't especially, like, tough related. Or anything.
No, they're just, like,
or huge.
Stocky pieces of shit.
Anyway, so, imagine one of those. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, like, enormous fucking... Look, that's how big it was compared to a man.
Mm.
And this thing. So that's way more mass than a Primarch. And this thing could fucking... Like, just it was such them. A huge lizard, it could just fucking, like, come and just bite them, like, tear off their arms and shit. Tear off their limbs. Just rip them open. How many of those do you think that the Primarch Leman Ross could fight? And overpower. Like, could you just grab one by the tail and swing it?
They're like 6 meters long? Yeah, I think he could. 6 meters long, you're still in the ballpark for a Primarch whose stock in trade is just wrestling moves.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so tell me... Okay, I've got a good question. So Megalania, so we're talking about this giant fucking, like, massive
dragon.
Fucking, like, lizard, basically. Yeah. Like a huge mega goanna.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Leman Ross.
Yeah.
So give me the fucking... give me the Dan Abnett way that he kills one.
Yeah.
And then give me the He-Man way that he kills one. Like the 40K one. Like the mainstream Games Workshop 40K way that he kills it.
That's a good question. Like, so presumably he encounters them in some kind of like, just like, just pit. Like a breeding pit or a spawning pit.
Because yeah.
There have to be like a large number of them at the same time.
Maybe he's just camped. Like they're camped on a planet and one of them comes into his tent.
And just a bunch of them just like go in at once.
No, just one.
All right.
If it gets to drop on him.
Yeah, like so he's in his tent and he doesn't register its presence because it's just like a perfect like stealthy predator. And he just doesn't...
Well, he's not used. Like he's used to sniffing out shit on Fenris and stuff. Right. Smelling all the animals there. But a lizard, he might not be able to... Might not have like a... Do reptiles like have like a smell that would be like, oh shit, smells like giant lizards.
Lizards smell really distinctively shitty. I've never smelled snakes. You know that like creepy reptile smell?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awful.
Oh, so one of these will probably have a huge fucking smell.
It is distinct, like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Okay, he gets a drop in it. All
right.
How does he kill it? He-Man style, and how does he kill it?
I know the He-Man style one, Dan Abnett style. It's pretty hard. I think, I don't want to say bait arm again, and I think in this case... I think in this case...
I don't want to overuse
the bait arm. I think in this case, it's too significant a bite threat to use a bait arm.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not cool.
And it might have, like, a... Because it was, like, a huge fucking Komodo dragon-style thing. Komodo dragons have, like, poison as well as bacteria.
Yeah.
Like, just horrible fucking bacterias.
I think you'd have to do just, like, like, Jose Aldo-style leg kicks to its head. Just whoosh, whoosh.
Just soften its skull up.
Yeah, just break its skull. Because if you can break its skull structure, that'll just, like, make its brains leak everywhere and it'll just die.
You probably just kick it like a Primarch, a couple of Primarch, like full-on Primarch fucking kicks to the face.
Yeah, lizards
just
not
like
that
spinning
tough.
Heel kicks and shit.
Yeah, lizards don't have like insane mammal bones.
Do like a crescent kick on its head, on its nose.
An axe kick.
Like, just axe kick it on the nose, it'd probably drive it off.
All right, the He-Man way is that he gets the drop on it by like hiding in a tree as it like just like. And it's just like hunting for shit, and he's just like, I got your number. And then he does like a fucking Macho Man Randy Savage style like elbow drop onto its like the center of its skull. Boom!
Just splatters its brains everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned that him like just grabbing, just like it comes for him and just goes like bites at him, and it's like forked tongue comes out and shit.
Yeah.
And it bites at him, and he just basically like it bites at him, and then cut to him just like running around behind it and just grabs it by its tail and swings it around. And you know how like sometimes like lizards that they throw their tails?
Yeah.
He's just like swinging it around his head and it throws its tail. And he's just holding its tail meat and it just gets just flies off into space because he's He-Man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.
Do you want to have a closing scenario?
I do have
a bunch more to go.
No, I just wrote down a few things. Like, I wrote down Haast's eagle. Which, do you know what Haast's eagle is?
Yeah, it's
like
the extinct New Zealand eagle, right?
Yeah, so imagine if a Primarch was standing on the edge of a cliff, and this huge eagle just, like, flew down and grabbed him by the shoulders or an arm or something.
Yeah.
Or a head scarf. Imagine he's wearing a scarf or something. And just starts flying off over a cliff. Like, he's too high. Most Primarchs wouldn't be able to survive the fall. What would they do? They just have to hold onto the eagle and, like, ride it to safety? Overpower the eagle but not kill it?
Just use it as a glider.
Yeah.
So do you think Primarchs are not able to survive like lengthy cliff falls?
Oh, Sanguinus could though.
Yeah, it could just be like.
So imagine Sanguinus, right, is standing on the edge of a cliff and like an enormous eagle's flying past and it just goes like, oh, a swan! And it just keeps starts flying down. And when you get so close, it's just like, wait, that's not a swan, that's a man with fucking swan wings. And then just like, too late! It just grabs it because it's like just a stupid bird. So it's just like,
oh well.
Just fucking panics and just like goes for the kill, grabs him and then just flies over a cliff. And he's like, oh shit, has to fight an enormous eagle while it's grabbing onto him. And then he can just like wingsuit down.
Yeah, I mean, I think even like a powerful eagle is no match for like someone who's actually not in any danger of being dropped into the ground.
Yeah,
because you can just like just fall off it and then do like a power flap towards it directly, just spear it.
Yeah,
It wouldn't be a challenge for Sanguinus.
And the only other thing I had was you know, like a Pachycephalosaurus. You know, there's like. Dinosaurs like with the really bony plates. Heads.
Yeah.
Remember in Jurassic Park, one just like smashes in the door of like a Jeep?
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa! You think one of them could just punish, like, could just like deliver a bony head blow to a Primarch's chest and just like crush one of their hearts.
Just like, just flatten a heart.
Yeah.
Put them into like single pulse. a Primarch chest. Yeah, I think it could. Yeah, I think it could certainly crush one of the weaker Primarch chests, like Lorgar. If Lorgar was just like.
Imagine right during a gap year, just as a lark, like Ferris Menace and Vulcan, grab Lorgar by the hands and then hold his hands apart and let a dinosaur headbutt him in the chest. Oh, shit. I fucking lost my mind thinking about that. That's a real reason Lorgar turned to the fucking Dark Gods. Like, don't worry, little brother. You won't die. I've seen your Primarchs have done this before. And they just, like, just easily just fucking manhandle him. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck, I just lost my mind. All right, it's way too late. This is what happens when you play fucking
right.
Warhammer for 14.5 hours.
And just lose your fucking... Okay, so I'll give you one final scenario.
Okay, all right. One last one, and then we'll fucking cut to a musical interlude.
All right, this is a climatic one.
Mm.
So, all right, imagine you're Vulcan, right?
Vulcan, powerful Vulcan. Vulcan.
And it's, you're in a giant ocean.
Like an ocean world?
Yeah, like a world covered in, like, ocean, basically.
Yeah. Is there ice flows and shit?
You're not particularly Arctic, but there is Arctic and polar regions. Okay. You're in, like, the North Atlantic type sort of analog.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. And you're in a canoe
that
supports you just. Like, it isn't, like, a powerful, like, mighty boat. It's like
can
a canoe.
Can support a Vulcan.
Yeah, it's like a decent-sized
boat. He's not armored.
No, he's not armored.
No, he's naked. Not naked, but...
No, he's wearing, like...
Traveler's robes.
He's wearing, like, fisherman clothes, traveler's robes.
He's wearing fine robes.
Fine garments. And he has adamantium harpoon.
Yeah.
And he has to destroy, like, a king-size sperm whale that's coming at him. It does deep dives and then does like long yeah
just comes out with this little service snapping breakers. Mouth thing.
Just tries to smash his canoe just tries to just like grab at him and just like shake him in its mouth. So what do you reckon the biggest sperm whales, how big can like the largest of them get?
Dude, look at their little snappy mouth. See,
I love the little snappy mouths.
And it's full of teeth.
Mm-hmm. It's like a
little snappy mouth.
It's a giant toothed whale.
How big is the biggest sperm whale? Well, I'll tell you a story while I fucking look that up.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever read The War with Hannibal?
No, I don't think so. Livy, right?
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it's fucking so good. Like, it's just basically like the entire fucking history of the Romans just feuding with them and having all these wars and shit. And there's just like a bit in there where they just talk about how like just naval travel to a certain area is just like not possible because there's a fucking like a sperm whale that just attacks any ships that try and enter the area, just fucking headbutts them and shit and just drives them off.
Just breaks the galleys apart.
Yeah,
that's right. Because
that was like 200 BC.
If you just had shipbird galleys, like a sperm whale could easily just crush them to pieces if it was just furious for no reason.
Just bonk into it and just like swim alongside and crush all their oars. Just like do a huge like breach and dive onto their oars and just crush them all. Just roll around on the dock on the deck. Crush all their slaves. Just dive back in the water. So they can reach. So a mature male averages at 16 meters.
But they can reach,
which is 52 feet. Some may reach 20.5 meters.
67 feet.
Yeah. So 52 feet is like, what's that, 26 bulk gun ranges?
Yeah, it's a whale.
Yeah, that's a fucking huge big whale.
So I don't know, what do you reckon? Can Vulcan see it off? Can he like...
It depends how fucking choppy and shit it is, because he can't stand in that canoe.
Yeah.
If it's fucking super choppy and if the whale's like breaching right next to him and splashing him and shit.
Well, say he's able to stand unless the whale causes it to be too difficult for him to stand.
But once he's in the water, he can't harpoon it from the water, can he? What's he going to do? Just try and swim at it and try and just stab at it? It'll just be like, eh, just clown him.
Well, that's what he'd have to do. He'd have to pin into it and just do like a plunge stab and then just like...
Well, how's he going to get close to it?
Anchor onto it. It'll come for him.
Oh, it's going to come for him.
Yeah, it's going to like surge up from the depths at him.
Like come up from underneath and just get him with its little snappy mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But this one's like a huge one, right? Like I'm a huge, massive.
Yeah, mega we'll scroll down and see like if there's been any exceptional specimens that people have found.
Well, it says
20 meters is big. Like
may reach 20 meters.
Sure, but I think they've probably found some goliaths.
Let's find some legendary fucking sperm whale.
Yeah, see if there's a subheading in Wikipedia for legendary goliaths.
Legendary leviathans.
Not really, unfortunately.
I'll just type like fucking giant legendary sperm whale. So did you know that? Have you heard about you know how like a sperm whale's like head, how it's that big like bulgy fucking idiot shape,
mm-hmm.
like a cucumber shape?
Yeah.
Do you know that's like because it's filled with like giant oil filled lenses?
Like a wax, right?
Yeah.
Like, what does it do?
It's like oil.
Yeah.
It's for it can like it goes
the spermaceti organ. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Only it focuses that sound, but fucking done with like a whale's whatever part of my mouth is making that clicking sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's using like whale size and it focusing it through the oil filled sacs. And it can just deliver, like, punishing, stunning, fucking, like, just acoustic, like, bursts. And people who swim with them, apparently it's, like, getting fucking kicked in the chest by a horse. Like, if they go in the water and one of them just goes, like, and does that near them, it just fucking, like, fucks them up. Because they use it for, like, stunning squid, like, fucking 2,000 feet under the ocean and shit. And, yeah, if they do that click, like, into you, it's like delivering a fucking, like, a horse kicking you in the chest. Like, how many times can Vulcan get fucking horse kicked in the chest?
I don't know. I mean, he is exceptionally tough. I chose Vulcan for a reason. Like, I don't think fucking Ribute, like, would deal with this challenge.
Yeah, so Ribute's definitely not going to be able to do it.
No.
Do you know who would definitely be able to do it is Laman Russ. That's the kind of thing Laman Russ would definitely do.
Yeah, he'd fight. Yeah, you're right. Just go out in ice floes. Do heroic beast challenges. Well, it's basically the same as, yeah, legendary Norse tales of engaging monsters. There's sea monsters on Fenris, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
I typed in legendary sperm whale size. And
type in largest sperm whale.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, well, what other Primarchs? Like, definitely, Lorgar's not going to be able to fucking beat him.
Yeah.
Ferris Manus probably could. Ferris Manus could probably just, like, tear it apart with his steel hands.
Just wait for it to come for him and then just grab both the jaw and the upper jaw and do, like, a wrench.
Yeah.
just break the little snappy jaw off.
When you type in largest sperm whale, one of the options is largest sperm whale ever caught. Jesus. Alright, well, let's fucking start wrapping this segment up, because I think we're just fucking out of our minds now.
Alright, so we should cut to a musical break, I guess.
Yeah, so what are we going to go with?
How about a sperm whale themed track?
Yes. All right. Exactly the one to play. Hey guys, welcome back to the Eye of Horus podcast. It's just Tim here now. Spencer's left and gone back to Canberra, and I'm just going to quickly run through the wrap-up. So that was an interesting last segment. Hopefully it was as entertaining for you guys as it was for us. But yeah, as I said, we lost our internet hookup at the last minute, so we had to improvise. Okay, so I'm just going to do a couple of shout-outs. Tournaments first. Inferno 3 on the 1st of August. I think it's sold out, but if you are signed up and you haven't paid or you haven't sent through your lists, if you can do that now, that'd be great. Just jump on the Facebook page and all the details are there. Send through your lists very shortly or Adam Wiseman will murder you. Okay, Scorched Earth, which is on the 8th and 9th of August at Firestorm Games in Cardiff. Check that one out. That sounds really good. That's being run by our friend Greg Dan over at the Imperial Truth. And I'm just looking at the list. There's a shitload of people on there, probably 30 people, so that's going to be fucking a great day. Hopefully we get some good photos of that too. Okay, so Morgan Weir has just sent through a picture. So back in episode 16, we were talking about the blind helm of the Black Judges, and I was saying how I thought every time I pictured that, I imagined it to be like a Triceratops style helm with laser barrels and shit. So Morgan has gone ahead and created that in model form. So it's got a Triceratops shaped helm with like a Just go onto our Facebook page and check that out. Morgan is being inducted into the Mourner Vault for this awesome piece of work. So, great work, Morgan. You rock. Next up, we have Painting Masterclass. So, we were going to hook up with Matthew Kane and Andy Wardle, who are over in Britain, for this, but we had a couple of issues at the last minute. Some personal issues came up at the last minute, so we're going to postpone that. And when Michael gets back, we'll be able to do an even better interview because Michael's like a shit-hot painter, so he knows the questions to ask. I'd kind of be like, what color do you use for ultramarines? Is it like a blue or something? Whereas Michael it fucking is all over that stuff. But Painting Masterclass. This is mainly for Australian people, but on April 8th through to April 11th, Matt Murphy Kane and Andy Wardle are going to be over here. Now, Matt is has painted models for Forge World, and Andy Wardle is like a Golden Demon winner and that sort of thing. So, like, these guys are both fucking shit-hot painters. I think if you go and look at the Horus on the Forge World site, I'm pretty sure Matt painted that. So, they're going to be running like a model masterclass in Australia. If you go onto Facebook and type in Model Masterclass with Matthew Kane, which is spelled with one T, and a K for Kane, the good way, and Andy Wardle, which is spelled W-A-R-D-L-E. You can jump on there, and there's already, like fucking 25 people going. So this would be a fucking awesome, event, essentially. These guys are really shit hot. If you're even if you're really good at painting, these guys are like, you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always insane new techniques coming out. So, yeah, jump on that. So, yeah, Model Masterclass with Matthew Kane and Andy Wardle. Type that into Facebook and you'll be able to find that. It's being held in Sydney, New South Wales. Exact venue to be announced. I mean, it's in April next year, so they've got a bit of time. So, yeah, and who's organizing that? Andrew Hollis and Michael Keep, so Keepy off the Galaxy in Flames, and Andrew Hollis, who's a fucking gaming juggernaut and runs Oz 30K. So, let's just have a look. What else do we have? Oh, also, shout out to Matt Kane and his painting blog. If you go to m-k-painting-studio.blogspot.com or even just type MK Painting into Google, I'm assuming. You'll find your way to his blog, and you can check out his work there. It's fucking incredible. I'm sure Andy Wardle has a site as well. I didn't have a chance to look that up, but we'll. There's still a lot of time between now and April, so we've got lots of time to talk these guys up. But yeah, scroll down there. Go into MK Painting Studio. If you scroll right down the bottom, there's an awesome fucking Horus that looks king shit. Stunt Ferris Menace. He's done... what is this? Oh, the like Alpha Legion Dreadnought. A whole bunch of stuff. There's tons of stuff on there, and it's all fucking awesome. The best thing is Matt will share his secrets with you. Matt and Andy will both share their secrets with you, so... If you want to be able to paint like a fucking awesome mega pro, you need to get in on that. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really good. Obviously, if Michael was here, he'd be able to tell us a lot more about that, but he will be back next week. Now, the only thing left to do is just go through a couple of things on Facebook, which we missed. Troy Kadoff sent through a picture, which is just looks like a mock-up of a cover of one of the Heresy books, which is called The Great Crusade, Book 2, Conflict. So I'm not entirely sure what that is. I remember somebody had drawn up rules for The Great Crusade, like aliens and that sort of thing, and put a whole bunch of lists. So if you know more about this, this Great Crusade Book 2, or Great Crusade Book 1 even, let us know, because that sounds really fucking great. I wrote a question on there saying, what the hell is this? What is this? But haven't heard back in time, so if you know about this, let us know. Now, Joseph Phillips sent through a fucking incredible Perturabo. Holy fucking shit. It's just so... It's really, really well done. Like, I mean, that came out, what, like a week ago or something like that? Two weeks ago, maybe? And this model is fucking incredible. Incredibly painted. Looks fucking great. So, great work, Joseph Phillips. Okay, well, great. The only thing left to do is go through our social media. So, check us out on Tumblr. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on iTunes and Stitcher. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, go and subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. It's really convenient. You get the episode as soon as it uploads, and then you can just listen to us at any time of the day. You don't have to be a slave to your PC. You can listen to it straight off the phone, off your phone, or other iDevice, such as an iPod or iPad or iWatch, maybe. I don't know if that's... If you can actually listen to music on those iWatches, but anyway. Facebook, go and check us out on Facebook. Type in the Eye of Horus podcast. Go and like us on there. Like count is at 932. Holy shit, we're nearing on 1,000. Don't forget, once we get whoever the lucky 1,000th person is, gets an injection straight in the dong. That's about all. Oh, except stickers. Don't forget, if you want some stickers of protection, send through your postal address to iofhorrorspodcast@gmail.com. Drop us through any questions, any queries, any letters or fan mail, that you'd like read out on the show. That really keeps us going, all of the awesome emails that we get through there, all the people telling us that we're fucking awesome. It's basically what Michael and I get off on. So keep those coming through. Speaking of Michael, I'm sure he's listening to this out in the woods. He's found some way to download it onto his phone, so shout out to you, Michael. Can't wait until you're back, sweetheart. Hope you liked all of the Linda Moulton Howe talk at the start of the show. I know that he'd be fucking losing his shit over that. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for all the love. Thanks for all the support. We're up to, what is this, episode 22. Holy shit, can't even believe that we've gone for so long, especially it was just us two sitting in my garage sort of tooling around, trying to figure out how to get this thing up on the internet and all that sort of shit. So thanks, guys. It really means a lot to us. And keep all the emails and other things coming. It's all from me, except to say, fully painted is for closers.